If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they called Gichigami.
Bean, seriously? No one cares. No one cares.
The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead. When the skies of November turn gloomy.
Bean, shut up, 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 shut up.
With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty.
Bean, seriously? No one cares. No one cares.
That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early.
Bean, you're a f***ing asshole. I wish you were on the goddamn Edmund Fitzgerald.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana is delicious.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over. Roll another one, just like the other one.
I'm really stoned. Sorry.
This one seems to be about to quit, and I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
F you.
Roll another one.
Should I buy some pot?
Just like the other one.
Munchies. Who wants some munchies?
You gotta have drugs.
Just pass it around.
Oh, hi. Did you want to buy some drugs?
Well, don't bogart that joint, my friend. I just pass it on down.
And now.
How much do you smoke?
This will be a little demonstration of that. Listen up. That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Our feature presentation.
You know, as I hear that, I think we've been too hard on Kevin and that he was right, that the Spicoli way would have been the way to go within
Thank
the
you.
Wild.
Well, it wouldn't have been as
Thank you.
Much of a downer.
Yeah,
we
would have been happy to see him die, I guess, at the end.
I'm so wasted.
That would have been the way to go. Imagine if that were if Spicoli were going all those places in that movie. Dude, I'm like in Alaska. It's so bitchin'. A whole different film.
I think it would have been good.
Sure.
And yet I got labeled a disaster for that interview.
I know. Wow. You were just ahead of your time, man. That's all. You were just you were seeing things the rest of us just couldn't even imagine. That's all.
Yeah. 5:33. Good morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. Friday, the 14th of March. Bow, bow. So, Record the Evan Fitzgerald Day. I'm taking it for granted.
No.
Oh, it's not.
That was... No, I just missed it.
That was an extra?
You just missed it.
Yeah. No, you don't do
You're
that.
Not allowed to do that.
Once a year is not enough for the celebration.
It needs to be.
Play it in your home.
It's not a celebration,
it was all the
way by the
back
way.
It was all the way back in November. It's been a long time.
No.
Like, just in the mood, you know. Mm. It's my favorite song of all time. So.
Yeah, no.
So that happened.
I think you're allowed once. I think you're allowed to bring it in once.
Yeah, to us, you can play it at home all day
after
the show.
On that day, whatever day that is. But not
November 10th. I have over 20 versions of that song by different artists.
That's great. You could probably listen to that all day at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I made myself a CD.
Yes. Sure. Partay at Bean's house.
Hey, how come we're the only ones that seem to have the federal wiretap of Governor Spitzer? You would think it would be so much bigger news. But for some reason, the mainstream media seems to be playing it down. I don't know what's up with
that. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's maybe it wasn't supposed to get
handle?
Out. Maybe it's too hot to handle.
I just thought, you know, I just thought it would just be, you know, lead story on the news last night. But so far, we're the only ones that have it. You know, Governor Spitzer spent over $4,000 on this chick, and he kind of got into trouble because people were, you know, noticing some irregularities in his banking account. And a lot of it made sense once we heard the federal wiretap recording that we got a hold of yesterday.
Yeah, the tape was who emailed it to us? I don't even remember. Somebody emailed it to us.
Deep undercover, I'll tell you that.
And this is what
somebody wearing a suit and having an earpiece, I'll tell you that.
That's true. This is what the government heard on that wiretap, and this is what convinced them that perhaps Elliot Spitzer needed to be taken down.
Hey, it's Lightning, and on the phone I've got Elliot. Elliot, how you doing?
Good, Lightning. How are you?
I'm good, good. I wanted to get back with you. I received an email about your auto insurance. You saved a bunch of money.
That's right, Lightning. I've been saving almost $4,300 a month.
Wow, that's pretty significant. What do you do for a living?
I'm a governor of one of the 50 states.
So tell me, what exactly happened? What got you to call AIS?
Well, Lightning, I date a lot. And sometimes my dating life brings me into some unsavory neighborhoods. So I thought it was important that my car be well insured.
Oh, smart. So how much money do you think you saved?
So far, I've saved
$80,000.
$80,000? Which works out to be about $4,300 a month.
A month?
A month.
A month.
A month.
A month?
A month.
So what are you going to do with all this money that you've saved?
I am going to high-end call girls.
Wow, that sounds like a plan. 1-800-777-4AIS.
Lightning, I'm so happy with AIS, I'd like to make you lieutenant governor.
Well, so there you go. You got to believe Elliot. He's telling the truth. And that's not radio bogusness. Wait, I think I just made up a word.
Yeah. Surprised the governor didn't come after Lightning instead.
Yeah, no kidding.
For that commercial.
Yeah.
The acting police. And then, of course, the wiretap on the hooker's end. You know, Kristen, unfortunately, not nearly as much in that wiretap. But here's what she had to say.
Yay, knee pads!
And that was it.
Yeah,
that was the
true.
Extent of it. But
that's all
at least
she
they
needed.
Got that. So, good times.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
Right.
It's Friday, so we got the movie beat. Tell you which movies are in the theater.
Hope there's something good.
I do, too.
There's not much to see right now.
Oh, how
are you kidding
you?
Me? With Never Back Down opening up today, Lisa, how dare you even suggest there's nothing to go see?
Hope there's something good.
It's like watching my life when I look at that trailer. I think to myself, wow, all those parties that I went to when we were dancing our ass off, and then all of a sudden everybody made a circle and we started throwing down MMA style?
Sure.
Wow, really?
Good
bring
times.
Back memories.
Wow,
huh?
I'll tell you. It's like someone was just watching me and taking notes. So that's happening today.
All right.
Hopefully we're going to get a hold of Kat Corbett, who is in Austin, Texas for the South by Southwest. It's a music festival. There are literally thousands of bands playing through Sunday. And Kat told us that she would try to make herself available if she were still alive this morning. And that's a 50-50 proposition
at
with
best,
her.
At best, yeah.
Because there's alcohol and there's boys.
Yep.
She's not broadcasting from there or anything. She's just basically there just having a party, right?
I believe so.
She's videotaping.
Okay. Oh, that's right. She videotapes. She does interviews and stuff. Of course, she hosts our Locals Only show here on K-Rock. So.
Okay.
Also on today's show, prostitution is illegal.
What?
Uh-oh.
I wish you'd have told me that before I just wrote a big check.
And our question is, really? Really?
It is one of the stupidest laws.
Really?
It does seem like two consensual adults can do almost anything they want. I mean, there are some laws that prohibit you from doing some things, but you can do almost anything you want if you're consensual adults, right?
Well, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except pay.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of odd that that's where we draw the line.
Yeah, it's a strange world we live
in.
This
is not the kind of country where some politician's going to step forward and try to change that.
That's the problem. Anybody that steps up, they're going, oh, look at him.
He's pervert, you weird.
But it's so weird because, I mean, we do have legalized prostitution in this country, in that Nevada county, and that hasn't turned into a nightmare for the people that live there, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's not like their society has fallen apart and, you know, people are going crazy over it. I mean, it's just there. It's just a business like any other. It doesn't really affect them much.
They drive on streets of gold there.
except that they get a lot of tax revenue off of it.
Well, yeah.
The state makes a lot of money off of it.
I was going to say, given what's happening in the economy today,
yeah,
wouldn't this be a nice little source of income?
You'd think, right?
Shouldn't we, like,
yes,
start to push for this?
Also on today's show, Matt Money Smith talking about the Lakers. Did the Rockets win last night, or was it tonight?
I don't know.
I think the Rockets have won, Houston Rockets have won like 20 in a row.
Yeah.
And the Lakers play them on Sunday.
Oof.
And that's, I think, the third longest winning streak in the history of the NBA. Most teams aren't able to put together that kind of a run. Yeah.
Lakers still number one.
Yeah, that is what's that is funny. Houston is still fighting to make the playoffs, are they?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, at this point. I think so. They're in a battle for the eighth seed. It's unbelievable to think, you know, that the West is that good.
You just have to start way, way back when you start this run, and then you're all right.
Yeah.
It's funny, the Celtics have won 10 in a row, which ordinarily people would be oohing and aahing over right now, but now it doesn't even make a headline.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Matt Money Smith about that. Coming up today, we have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to tell you a sad little story. Actually, we have two sad stories today. One is that the King of Mexico is an a-hole.
No.
Oh,
no,
he is not.
He's an a-hole. Dave's
no,
an a-hole.
Not an
Dave
a-hole.
Is an a-hole.
I don't believe it.
Well,
when he drinks, he's an a-hole. But other than that, Dave's a pretty mild-mannered, easy to get along with guy.
That's what we thought all this time.
We have a source.
We have a source.
Uh-oh. All right.
And the source is inside his pants.
So. We're going to talk to Dave's penis?
I think he's inside the source's pants.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
And also the sad, sad story of Jesus Beans Gardner.
Oh, how dare you.
This one, I heard this story.
Oh, this one will break your heart. Yeah, this is, wow.
My little friend, Jesus, come on.
No, don't call him your friend. Like, do not call him your friend now.
He is my friend.
Oh, now he's your friend. Weed wax at 9:59 and you punch him in the face.
I didn't punch
him. That's BS, man.
I didn't punch him.
That is BS.
We'll tell you the story coming up after 6.
All right. And also, don't forget, all week long, we're hooking you up with your choice. You get to pick Xbox 360 or PS3. And you also get Guitar Hero 3, and the song you're listening for is between 9 and 10 this morning, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
These are all games that songs that are on the game, Guitar Hero 3. So when you hear that, be caller 3, and then you get to choose which system, and you get the game, and we'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph Garman, good morning. Welcome to Friday. How are you?
I am great because it's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is...
This isn't the weekend you're going to Las Vegas for Don Rickles, is it?
No, that would be next weekend.
Ah.
Next weekend, yes.
All right. But this weekend, just doing nothing. Just going to hang out at the house and do some stuff that I've been neglecting for many, many, many months.
So. How's the Wonder Dog? Haven't heard much about him lately.
No, not. Got things to do around the house, Kevin, with your obscene hand gestures. Reggie's spectacular. He's growing up to be quite the man. And next week, we're going to get him snip, snip.
Are you?
Yeah. Which I've been delaying because as a man to a man, it's actually it's a horrific thing to consider doing to your dog. But they say they calm down considerably once they're fixed. And that would be a good thing.
And it's now the law in Los Angeles, too.
I forgot it is the law.
Yeah.
4 months, they say, right? You got to do it before 4 months?
Yeah, which seems early to me, but yeah.
Why?
Because then they won't have a lot of little dogs and cats running around, Rodney. That's why.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Sad news coming out of Cedars Sinai Medical Center this morning. Apparently, Steve-O... is under suicide watch.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Steve threatened to take his own life last Sunday afternoon. And like Britney Spears, he got a 72-hour booking, after which a shrink extended the stay to 2 weeks because he has bipolar disorder he's been diagnosed with.
Really?
No kidding.
Which compounded with, every drug in the world and all the alcohol. Does not make for a good combo.
Does this have to do with when he was in his apartment and he got citizen arrested and sent to jail? Was that all the same story?
All the same thing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was sort of a snowball effect.
Right.
Apparently, he was charged with felony cocaine possession last Thursday. And that event happened after the March event where the neighbors called him because Steve was banging on his door with a metal piece of pipe. And then the cops arrived and went into Steve-O's apartment. And that's where they found the coke.
Yeah.
So it's all been sort of spiraling out of control for Steve.
Well, let's face it. You're not even allowed to pick him in an office death pool because he's a given. So everybody else is playing for number two.
I hope that's not true.
Because he's such a nice guy. But the guy's been
Source also tells Star magazine that he was treated for burns when he arrived at the hospital because he had been putting cigarettes out on his own body.
Oh,
it's very hot right now.
It is. It's all the kids are doing.
Is it the rage? Rage.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Steve-O, a mess.
Yeah dude.
Maybe he can get some help. Wouldn't that be nice?
If he's bipolar, he certainly can.
But here's the thing. I ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Steve-O and you mm-hmm. get medicated and you get straight and you get sober and clean, then what do you do?
Right.
If you're Steve-O.
You can't really hang out with any of your friends, that's for sure.
Right. And what do you do when your Steve-O career is built around being the craziest guy in the room?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you go, into accounting?
Yeah, just back to college, I guess.
Steve, I'm going to start selling insurance.
Yeah, life insurance.
Yeah. More showbiz medical news. Soprano star James Gandolfini was admitted into the hospital in New York City on Tuesday.
He's a fag.
Oh, come on. He went to St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital. Apparently, he underwent something called keyhole surgery on his abdomen.
What?
Whoa.
I do not want a surgery that involves the word keyhole.
Apparently, they found a keyhole in his abdomen.
Really?
Yes.
For
they
what?
They put the key in, they turned it, and a magical kingdom existed inside his stomach.
There's room.
There's plenty of room for all of Narnia inside his stomach. Now, apparently, they take a telescopic rod, and they make a small incision, and they stick the rod in your abdomen, and they fix whatever the problem is in there. That's what keyhole surgery is.
That's what she said.
But, you know, ever since Junior shot him, he's been all messed up inside.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
He's got
that's
that
true.
Scar tissue,
yeah,
and
true.
He had some damages to some of his organs, so you can see why he would need a follow-up
procedure. Good morning,
Ruff. Hey, Gene Simmons. What are the odds Gene Simmons would be here when I'm talking about James Gandolfini?
How are you?
What's up, Gene?
This may, speaking of inserting rods into your abdomen, I've got a meat rod I think I could jam right up. Up into you.
All right. Easy, all right. Gene. Christ's sake, it's 5:55.
You're kidding.
Jamming Meat Rods.
Good band.
The Jamming Meat Rods, by the way.
It's a great band.
Yeah, they're pretty. You know what the hottest new drug of choice for celebrities is these days?
No, tell me. I don't have it.
Scissor?
No. Absinthe. The booze. Absinthe.
Sure.
That's the hot one.
Sure.
Apparently, New York Post says that Anne Hathaway, star of The Princess Diaries, and soon to be seen in Get Smart as 99.
No way.
She's a baller. Everybody knows that.
Was spotted buying 5 bottles of it for her party the other day.
Wow.
There's some illegal and some not illegal, right?
Right. We still haven't gotten the complete story on this, I don't think.
I think we did. Confusing. I think ours is the illegal.
Yeah, there's stuff that they make in Europe. Apparently, that's the full-blown stuff.
The stuff that Dave drank all of that was sent to the station, right?
Dave stole from all of us when it was delivered to all of us.
Yeah.
And then they are making new stuff here in the States, which apparently has it's a different makeup in terms of the ingredients. There's no wormwood or something inside of it. They say that's the hallucinogenic property of it or whatever.
What's the point then?
That's what I'm saying. And Madonna reportedly served it from a fountain at her recent Oscar night party as well. Just absinthe blowing out of a fountain.
Wow. How? I know it's very powerful, but how does it taste? Have you guys tried it?
It tastes
minty. Minty fresh.
It's kind of like if you've ever had ouzo or what's the Italian version of ouzo? The licorice sort of flavored liqueur. Sambuca. It's not as sweet as those, but it does have sort of a licorice-y taste to it.
It's kind of good.
It tastes like jet fuel, though, or anything.
No, it's not like cognac or something that just blows the top of your head off. But you mix it with sugar and stuff, and it's all very entertaining. There's a whole procedure that goes along with it.
I drink all the bottles.
It is green. Maybe we'll drink some for St. Patrick's Day on Monday. Maybe we'll bring some in and have a few shots just to loosen up. Lisa.
Oh,
Lisa.
No.
I need help.
There's any left.
You really want that.
I got some at home. I'll bring in a bottle.
Oh, of the shipment?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. I haven't done the whole bottle.
Just saying.
You can crack open my bottle, bring it in. We'll have a little St. Patrick's Day party.
Lisa.
On the air.
Why me?
You're going to call
911. Is that really what you want to do on St.
Patrick's
Day?
We like to get you honked up.
Yes. What do you mean, is that really what we like to do?
And here's the traffic.
Traffic
is a bunch of cars that all effing crashed. Go to Islands for lunch. That's what I want to hear. Traffic around 9 o'clock on Monday. Just on-air vomiting.
Lisa is the most fun of all of you when she's drunk.
Not really.
No, I'm not. I'm pitiful.
She gets miserable and cranky.
She panics.
Sad.
She's got a panic factor.
Yeah, she does. you just alter her a little bit. She goes all to pieces.
Yep.
So it may not be the most fun. And finally, a list I can get behind, MSNBC has posted a list of the top five actors who look like they smell bad.
That's a great list.
It certainly is, and I'm all for it. And I'm furious that they left off my boy, who I think it would have to be number one, in my opinion.
Keith Richards?
Benicio del Toro.
Oh, yeah.
Did
He's
not make the top list. Five. Did not make the top five.
I thought that was number one.
I thought it should be.
Hmm.
Here they are from fifth to first. Orlando Bloom.
Really?
Orlando Bloom apparently is known for wearing the same clothing for a week.
Oh, good.
Amongst the Hollywood community.
Good. That's a nice choice.
So he probably smells bad. Jared Leto is on the list at number four.
I could see that.
Mike, you're the only one of us that has been close enough.
Who's gotten close enough to smell Jared? How do you smell to you?
Like cinnamon and heaven.
Yeah, cinnamon and heaven. Well, maybe he doesn't belong on the list then. Johnny Depp is on the list.
Yeah.
Sure.
Apparently, MSNBC says Johnny's a fan of hand-rolled cigarettes, which don't have a filter and tend to leave tobacco in your teeth.
Oh, good.
Mm. So maybe they think that doesn't smell so good.
Sexy.
Matthew McConaughey, number two.
It smells like sweat.
Yeah.
He works out a lot. Is that what
that's about?
He doesn't believe in deodorant.
Oh, good.
Matthew does.
How do you not believe in it?
Apparently, Kate Hudson begged Matthew to use some all-natural deodorant on the set of Fool's Gold, which he consistently refused.
Hmm.
Enough said.
What does he think? That he loses his soul or something if he doesn't smell like himself?
Yes.
I mean, what's his deal?
Yes, he thinks he loses his soul.
Well, I'm just trying to understand
what's been documented.
Why he would think it would be better to do it his way.
Some people think there are chemicals in deodorant that cause cancer.
Well, those people need to stop it.
Glendale!
Oddly enough, Matthew, and I know this from personal experience when we did that movie with Al Pacino, he constantly brushes his teeth.
Does he?
Constantly.
But
if he's walking around, waiting on the set, just waiting for the setups or whatever, brushing, but not with toothpaste or anything, but he's got a brush in his pocket all the time and he's constantly just brushing his teeth. He's got great teeth if you ever look at him.
Well, yeah,
stinky underarms, but good teeth.
Yeah. B.O., but no...
Can't get close enough to the
no
teeth.
No halitosis.
Though. That's the problem.
And number one on the list of the top five actors who look like they smell bad, Colin Farrell, number one on the list.
Oh, sure.
Apparently, they believe Colin, first of all, always has a cigarette in his hand and is known for having an unkept beard and having greasy hair.
Ew.
Yes.
So he may have that sort of rank smell to him.
And good a times. Ball fro.
And a ball fro, yes. He is not a manscaper by any stretch of the imagination.
He does have a ball fro.
Yes, he does. Today's celebrity birthdays, Quincy Jones, Q as he's known. Musician, producer, and most importantly, father to the delicious Rashida Jones. He is 75 years old today. Also 75 is Michael Caine. Michael Caine is 75 years old today. Billy Crystal, actor, comedian, and New York Yankee. He is 60 years old today. He played his game with the New York Yankees yesterday. Yeah,
he went into a professional
out.
Game.
Struck out.
Well, I would hope so.
Got a piece of one of them, but struck out otherwise.
Did everyone boo him?
No, they pretty much cheered.
Boo!
Chris
I think
Klein.
He took it to a full count, though. I mean, he got it the most of his time up there.
Chris Klein from American Pie and other feature films, 29 years old today. Taylor Hanson, the best looking of all the Hanson girls.
Oh, Bean loves her.
She's beautiful.
She is 25 years old today. But the reason we celebrate, the reason I get out of bed this morning was because it's the birthday of Adrian Zemed. Adrian Zemed, of course, from TJ Hooker, one-time host of Solid Gold. Or something, or Dance Fever, or something.
Who knows?
He hosted something.
Sure. Saw him on a billboard at Harris and Tahoe.
In Tahoe. He plays Tahoe on a regular basis.
Yep.
Are you ready to get Zemedicated?
Oh, no! Oh, no, you didn't!
Adrian Zemed is 54 years old today, and maybe he'll call in by the end of the show. Good luck with David Naughton last time.
Hopefully not.
Maybe Adrian Zemed will give us a little TJ Hooker love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Plus, Matt Money Smith talking about the Lakers and the Houston Rockets on Sunday.
Okay.
How about those Rockets, by the way? Are they that good, Mike, or are they just on a lucky streak?
I think that they're like the Minnesota Twins were last season, where they're a very good team that had a lot of promise going in, and they just didn't really find their niche until late in the season.
Until their center got injured, and then they take off.
That's right. Lose your best, most high-profile player, and then just soar. So anyway, all of that on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, the guys are going to make up untrue stories about me.
How dare you suggest that we would even do that? Bean does broadcast from Seattle, and he works at his home. So anytime you hear like a phone ring or a clock or a doorbell
or a dog bark.
Dogs or anything, it's always coming from his end. Everybody else is here at K-Rock, but the sound is coming from Bean. So yesterday we were doing What It Do Nephew, And I was pretty sure I heard a weed whacker for a while. And so I had to, like, turn down his microphone a little bit because somebody was weed whacking, and I couldn't tell what it was. It sounded like it. And then I heard, like, a lawnmower, and that's when I had to finally say something. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Buddhist monks? Is someone mowing the lawn?
Yeah, sorry, I'm cutting my lawn here outside the studio.
Yeah, apparently it's me. I think I take the blame for this one. Apparently my...
Really? None of us are mowing the lawn here at the radio station? You're going to have to take the blame for this one? Because last time the lawnmower was me?
Responsibility.
I'm going to have to take the blame on this one, guys. I know Kevin and Lisa's you know, lawn mowing noises have been loud lately, well, but this one's mine.
I have it done on Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so there's a lot of mowing, and then it all turns ugly.
I think I take the blame for this one. Apparently, my yard crew just showed up to start mowing the lawn. They have strict, you know, after 10 a.m. only rules, but for some reason, maybe the time change screwed them up.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Yeah.
What's the problem? Do your show from a hunting blind.
Hey, Seuss, stop!
All right,
Alto!
Back to you.
Hey, no, not that hedge. Not,
So that's good times right there. And then we were talking to Bean afterwards, and he tells us that Jesus is, I think he's raising money to fly back to Mexico so that he can donate a kidney to save his brother's life.
What? Really?
Yes, that's true.
And then all of a sudden, everything changed, and we were like, "Well, why are you yelling at him then? If the poor guy just wants to raise some money so he can go to Mexico and have a kidney taken out of his own body and given to his brother."
Bean.
I was yelling at him because he came before 10 a.m. And right. I know that I'm going to get yelled at by everybody else if there's too much noise on my end. So I just try to make everybody happy. Try to get my yard done after 10. Try to do the radio show before 10. That's all it was. Mm.
We have Jesus on the line. Jesus?
Bueno.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean. How are you?
I am well. How are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
One second. Let me turn up the lawnmower.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to do that.
I was working. I'm so sorry, Mr. Bean.
Mr. Bean, it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine, Jesus. It's not a big deal. I just wanted to let you guys know.
You were so angry the other day, and when you hit me like that, I know how angry you are.
Oh, no.
Did he hit you, Jesus? I didn't hit you, Jesus.
Yes, he picked up one of his sheep, and he hit me with it.
He hit you with a sheep.
He beat me with a sheep.
Wow.
I did. That's not what happened at all, Jesus. I was just asking, you know, we've talked about this before, if you and your guys could maybe not mow until after 10 a.m. because we're doing a radio show in here.
I know. Usually I try to always do that, what you ask from me.
Well, what happened?
But I am trying to raise money so I can go back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
I have a operation.
Right.
To
I know,
give,
yeah.
Give my kidney to my sister.
Mm-hmm.
So you could... brother.
My brother.
It's very sad.
And he's not doing well.
Yeah,
I understand that.
He doesn't have long to live.
So there's some kind of time crunch? Is that why
I have to raise as much money as I can for the operation and also for to get back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so I must try to squeeze as many lawns in as I possibly can in the course of the day.
What did you feel like when Bean started yelling?
I felt guilty and ashamed.
Yeah.
I felt horrible because I broke the cardinal rule of no lawn mowing before 10 a.m.
Yeah.
And I know how important it is to him and how he has beaten that law into my brain.
So sad.
I thought this one time I could...
Nope.
Could get away with it because, like I said, I'm trying to raise some money.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't raise it, then my brother will surely perish.
Right.
And,
so you're just out there mowing just 24 hours a day, if that's what it takes, just to get the money together fast enough to get there in time.
Well, you know, I am the oldest of 17 children.
Oh, wow.
And so I try to send the money back to Mexico as well for them to have the food.
Right.
And also to live in a small mud hut that they live in.
Right.
They're trying to put an extension, but mud can be very expensive. And so they need that.
I wasn't aware of that.
Did you say mud could be expensive?
Yes, in Mexico it's very expensive.
Okay.
And so I have other operations scheduled for next week.
You have more than
a
that one?
One?
I'm giving a piece of my liver to my cousin, Rodrigo.
Mm, okay.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
So I have to raise money for that. I'm giving my spleen.
Does anyone else need your spleen?
My assistant needs my spleen.
Okay.
Right. Giving her some of that. Also, my grandfather needs a new gallbladder.
Okay.
So I'm giving him a gallbladder from my own body.
They're just selling you for parts.
Yeah, will you have anything left, Jesus, at the end of next week?
Oh, like you care.
And
I do. I love Jesus.
Hey, Nana, don't mow till after 10 a.m.
And our burrow needs a new heart valve.
A heart valve?
Yes.
For your donkey?
Yes. For the donkey back in Mexico who tends the fields.
Oh.
He needs a new heart valve, so I'm giving him my aorta.
Oh,
so
wow.
I've got a full schedule.
Wow.
Yes, you do.
Elective surgery coming up.
I apologize for my man Bean. I mean, I don't think he knew all of that when he started screaming at you and throwing stuff. I don't think he was aware.
It's okay because now I have more time because when he hit me with his sheep, he ruptured my gallbladder.
Right.
So it's not usable anymore for the family.
So who's going to die?
Two or three people.
Oh, that's sad.
They
that's
were all
going to
hook them up on one gallbladder.
Really? I've never heard of that surgery.
Three of my cousins were going to share my gallbladder.
They were miracles in Mexico.
There's top-notch medical care down in Mexico.
Well, Jesus, let me take this opportunity
to
apologize.
Let me please to you say I am sorry and sincerely apologize
Don't
to
worry
you
about it.
For
Not
daring
a
to mow
Yeah.
grass before 10 a.m.
Yeah, it was like 9:58, by the way. I mean, that's crazy early.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking, and I am sorry, and I cannot apologize enough, but if I will mow your lawn for free forever for the rest
that's
of my
not,
life.
No, that's not necessary at all.
If you need
happy
any body
you.
Parts at all, I hope you'll feel free to ask me so I can somehow make up to you the horrible sin I have done.
Not a problem.
Because I know
sense.
You work so hard. You get on the radio. And you live in your house, and then you go to your little microphone, and you work from your house, and you say things like, "Oh, not that hedge," and it's and everyone is,
right.
it loves it and thinks it's very funny,
uh-huh.
and you entertain so many people,
right,
with
right.
your amazing talent, and how hard the work is for you to do.
All right,
meanwhile,
that's enough.
I just
that's
have
enough.
To mow lawn after lawn after lawn and work in the hot sun and sweat and. Do acres and acres on your million-dollar property and keep
wow.
mowing and mowing.
Yeah.
But
right.
I know,
that's fine.
I
We're
know
out of
comparison
time.
Is nothing compared to what
yeah,
you
that,
do.
Never mind,
because
AC, that's
you,
fine.
You know, I all the multiple homes you own and the
hey,
hey,
Sus,
plane
is your,
you have.
Is one of your relatives there with you? Because I heard someone laughing.
That's my cousin, Omar.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
That's a strange ending. Got to be honest.
Yeah. They didn't really think that one through, I don't think.
6:25. It is the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ.
I can't really remember a world, nor do I want to, before TMZ.com and my favorite TV show, TMZ Television, which airs weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. And the man behind both is our good friend Harvey Levin on the line with us now on the world-famous K-Rock. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Harvey, I want you to know that Psycho Mike is your best friend. I want you to know how he's been looking out for you and protecting you.
He kind of has.
I don't think you know why, though.
I don't know why.
I don't either.
I don't either. Well, I'm guessing. No. I'm guessing. Can I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'm guessing because we work out at the same gym, and I'm guessing there were probably somebody wanted to kill me there.
Yeah. And, and behind the scenes, he just used his ninja skills to take the guy out?
No. Mike does not walk around behind the scenes.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Mike poses within 30 seconds.
That's a good point.
Gym.
Yeah.
That's perfect. No, I was talking about how you apparently occasionally will show up at the restaurant that Mike's wife works at, and I keep trying to get him to make her snap photos of you eating that we can put on our site, and he won't make her do it.
Get out.
Yes.
What restaurant?
Katsuya on Hollywood.
You know what, though? I've only been there once.
Really? Well,
yeah. Well
she failed
she
us.
She missed her shot. She missed her shot because we wanted to get all sorts of pictures, like camera, you know, picture up your nose and everything like that, and then we wanted to put them on our site to see how you liked it.
Oh, you mean the time that I walked out faced?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Harvey Levin's just like us.
Exactly. Anyway, so you dodged that bullet, but let's talk about what's hot on the site today. You seem to be the only guy who's given a lot of traction to this Heather Locklear story, and I think that's because you're the one who's been kind of digging deep to find out what happened. But it seems like a very mysterious night a few days ago in Miss Locklear's life. What can you tell us about it, Harvey?
But I think that's the deal. That's the whole point. And it's really weird, but the traditional entertainment shows, and I'm not trying to rag on them, but it is kind of weird that they just stayed a mile clear of it, pretty much. And the headline is Heather was fine. She was okay. But what's interesting about it is there was a doctor who spoke with her on the phone Saturday night. That doctor was concerned enough to believe she might take her life, that she might commit suicide. He called 911 not once but twice. And he said, you got to get somebody over to the house. Now, we're told she was real upset about something and that his concern was she might OD. Now,
dude.
Again, they showed up at the house. She was fine. They left within 10 minutes. But what is kind of weird is, why did this doctor feel so alarmed? And, you know, we're just, you know, we're not going to create something out of nothing. But it is, you know, there were two 911 calls in this thing.
Is a doctor – does he have some sort of legal requirement? I guess he does, if he hears anything that the patient says that could suggest that she might hurt herself. I mean, he pretty much is obligated to call, right?
Well, it might be malpractice if he doesn't. I mean, you know, if a doctor sees that there's a possible emergency and he doesn't act on it and then something bad happens, the first thing that's going to happen is people are going to sue the doctor and say, well, you know, you could have prevented it, couldn't you? So that's one of the things they're always concerned about.
Was Heather by herself at the house, or did she have her boyfriend Jack Wagner with her, or what was going on when they got there?
Don't know. What I was told was there was some kind of a phone call between the doctor and Heather, and the next thing you knew, there were two paramedics in the fire department from Ventura County were dispatched.
Okay. And, but they had to come from Britney Spears' house, right? I mean, that's where they parked now?
Speaking of
Britney, I know you have really upset American Idol in the last couple weeks by your spies inside for rehearsals, everything like that. But did you have anybody inside on the set of How I Met Your Mother as Britney taped her appearances this week?
What a stupid question.
What a stupid question.
Yeah, that's
and?
Right.
And?
How's
well,
she doing?
She was doing great. You know, what's kind of interesting about that is, and I'm not sure why, but the producers said that they wanted the cast to sign off on her show and on her being part of the, you know, a guest star on the show.
Well, it's kind of it's a stunt cast. I mean, I could see they wouldn't want to throw the whole show into problems just because Britney comes in.
But do you know the Alicia Silverstone story?
Yeah, tell us about that. That's interesting.
Well, it is, because she was – actually, what happened was Britney was supposed to play Alicia's receptionist, assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Alicia, when she found out Britney was there, she basically said, I'm having no part of this. And they ended up making Britney the assistant to another one of the characters, but Alicia did not want to – be any part of Britney Spears, but Britney did really well, and you know, this is all kind of a plan by Jamie and the other conservator to basically try and keep her busy and to create some kind of normalcy in her life. And you know what, guys,
they're trying to distract her.
Well, it's not even distracting her, but I mean, you think about what it would be like to basically be holed up in your house for, you know, months. You go crazy.
Yeah, I would think
so. Nothing
to
do.
Yeah.
So they're trying to find projects for her, and they're not trying to do anything long term, but they are looking for other projects as well. And you know, have you seen her going nuts outside in the last month?
No, she's kind of let us down. You know, we missed that,
Kevin. I think the point is this is what we were hoping for.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, this is what we're hoping for.
Okay.
So really, so she's got adults who are calling the shots.
Kevin's jumped a shark.
Long time ago, Harvey.
Yeah. So there's actually some grown-ups who are making some decisions that are somehow making her stick to them, and they got her on a budget, and they're keeping her clean, and they're keeping her sober, and so far so good.
And what's really interesting is look at the other people in her life who were there, Sam Letvy, MIA, and there's going to be something interesting coming up with him. That's all I'm saying.
What is that?
Well, go to the site and go to the show.
We go to the site and the show a lot. What is it?
Listen, I can't even say it on the side of the show yet, but you'll see in due time. Today. and Adnan is still seeing her.
That's her paparazzi boyfriend that is claiming that she's carrying his baby.
Very good. And that's weird. That's just weird.
It is kind of weird.
Oh, that's weird, is it?
That's just weird.
There's a lot of weird.
It's
kind of
weird because doesn't it seem, Harvey, like sometimes he shows up and then they don't let him in, but the other times he shows up, depending on how horny she is, he does get to go in?
You know, I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Harvey Levin, I know you got to get to your morning meeting. TMZ.com, TMZ Television. You doing anything fun this weekend or just hanging out, or what do you got going on?
Just kind of hanging out.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you, as always, for joining us on the Kevin Beach. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
You guys. We'll see you.
Thank you, Aubrey.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Woo! Best day ever, if you ask Psycho Mike. It's his birthday.
Psycho Mike's birthday! Psycho Mike's birthday! Oh, Psycho Mike's birthday! Arrogant things are gonna happen. Oh. I like me. I like me. Psycho Mike's birthday outside my window. Psycho Mike's birthday behind the tree. I wish Psycho Mike could see that he's a big douchebag and looks faggy. And it's Psycho Mike's birthday outside my window plane.
I'm Psycho Mike. Roid rage. Lift weights. Get you pumped up. Me. I like me. I say I'm not gay, but come on. Really? I got small balls because all the steroids. Slayer. Me. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Me. More me. More me.
Psycho Mike's birthday.
What are you guys doing saying? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's all about me. It's me. It's my birthday. Hey, stop singing. It's me. I am God's gift to women. Me. But I'm gay.
That's pretty accurate.
Mike does love him some Mike, and that's a fine early birthday gift from our friend Omar in the production room. Mike's birthday is actually tomorrow. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, 642. Our friend Matt Money Smith back on the line. So much going on in sports. Good morning, Money.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
You wearing the Zubas still, dude?
No, I have shed the Zubas. I was going to say there was one thing that song was missing.
What's that?
One of my favorite things about Halloween spooks is the hoorah, hoorah. So you should have like some weightlifting grunts in there.
Mm.
Like,
so you just want us to make it worse.
For Max on the bench or something like that.
I like it.
That was the problem. The song wasn't already gay enough. You're right about that. That's an excellent tip. Hey, what's going on with you guys are working some of the Pac-10 games you're broadcasting from? Where are we in this? I get all confused this time of year because there's so many games. It's so hard to keep track of how everything leads eventually to the national championship. What's going on right now?
Well, you know what? We were supposed to do one today. We've done three so far. We did the Cal Washington game, and then yesterday P and I did two. We did SC ASU, and then we did the middle game there, the Washington State Oregon game. Both great games. We really got lucky with all three games, as a matter of fact. The SC ASU being the best one, but the Lakers are playing, so we kind of forgot that. Can't do the one of the games today because I'm doing Lakers Hornets. So, but it was fun. You know, you've
seen a lot of basketball this week, haven't you, Matt?
Yes, I saw three games yesterday. I saw two games the day before, and I'll tell you, we got the best one. I mean, that USC game was unreal against ASU, and it's, you know what, for people that just kind of know the tournament because it's the tournament, and there's some dork by the copy machine who's making 900 copies of brackets for the whole office.
Sure,
you know, there are these pre-tournaments that set up who gets to go to the tournament, and that's what the Pac-10 tournament is. You know, there are teams like ASU, like Oregon, like Arizona that may not get into the big dance, you know, and the Pac-10's been so good this year.
And when do we find out the 64? Is it Sunday?
Yeah, Selection Sunday.
Okay, so then, okay, good.
Money, was there anything to the quote-unquote controversy over that one call from the ref about against Arizona State?
I mean, you know, to sound like Martin or somebody, it's a damn shame. it really is, you know, because ASU needed that game. I think they did. I think they needed that game to get into the dance. They're a fun team to watch. It's a kid from Artesia High School named James Harden, who's one of the best players in the country. He's a freshman, you know, because we have O.J. Mayo and Kevin Love here. Not a lot of people know about him.
Right.
But, I mean, he is as fun a dude to watch play basketball. He's one of these kids that's like a guard, but he's strong. He's all swole, and he's a lefty, so he just attacks the basket, and dudes are, like, you know, hanging on his shirt tails as he's attacking.
Sounds like money's in love, by the way.
It does.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, he's an attractive man and has those sleepy eyes.
Now, Money, UCLA is going to play USC. Is that what I read?
Okay. It's going to be unreal. You know, the thing about USC is, you know, they're a real young team, so they tend to make stupid mistakes from time to time, but they're so damn athletic. I mean, it's just like, you know, if you went to like Venice Beach or something and just grab those, you see them dudes that play on Venice Beach, those athletes that just can destroy people. That's kind of what USC is. And if they can figure out how to play smart basketball, they can roll with anyone. And UCLA is almost exactly the opposite. You know, fundamentally sound, defensive team. Kevin Love, you know, who's just the most complete player in basketball, even though he's like 15 years old with a giant beard. They're polar opposites, which is what kind of makes that particular game so much fun. And even though UCLA has a chance to win it all, SC is kind of one of those teams that can really give it to them if they're playing right.
I read an article in the USA Today yesterday, I'm sure you saw it, Money, about the all the bosses that do not want their employees to be watching this NCAA tournament. And they're installing these programs on their computers because it takes up too much bandwidth, blah, blah, blah. A-holes.
You know what that is? Communism.
Communism, yes.
Yeah, it is communism. And by the way, I heard that CBS, who I guess owns the games or something like that, is going to be streaming them all online, yes. Is going to make something like $25 million off of playing those games on the internet, which is just unbelievable.
Yeah, they're all free to people.
And they're all free. Watch it they're all free. You watch 63 of the 64 games for free, right? All right, one more. Yeah, go ahead.
About that, you know, they have a boss button. Which
yes,
you can just hit it and it like pulls up some sort of flow chart or something yep. on your screen right away.
That's exactly. The best. They know your boss might be walking around the corner at any moment, so they do give you a panic button
that
so you
is
can.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's pretty smart. Let's talk about the Lakers. Lakers are playing Houston on Sunday. Houston is on a 20-game winning streak.
Yeah,
it'll be 21 by Sunday, we assume, if they beat the Bobcats tonight. What's going on with these Rockets, Money? How's it happening?
Dikembe Mutombo, man. Ooh, 1-2-6, Mutombo.
That's
the greatest story of all time, by the
way. He has the funniest voice ever. What's the greatest story of all time?
Well, the rumor is that when Mutombo got to Georgetown, you know, what some of his teammates decided to play a little trick on him and told him he can just walk into bars and scream, "Who wants to have sex with me?" And girls will drape themselves. So, the freshman with that giant voice, he just kind of kicked open the door, opened his arms, and said, "Ooh, 1-2-6, Mutombo." Everyone kind of looked at him funny, but you know the Rockets are an interesting team. They've got a lot of young talent. You know, Yao Ming and Tracy McGrady played so together, and they seem to play pretty good apart. So it's kind of one of those things where maybe Tracy McGrady just needed to establish himself a little bit more, and once Yao was out, he can take over games.
That's the weird thing is that Yao Ming is injured.
He is, yeah,
and Houston's on a 20-game winning streak. Now, are they going to beat Charlotte?
Yes,
and. Well, are the Lakers going to be able to slow them down?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so. You know, the Lakers are really good. I mean, this is the thing about this particular road trip, and I'll try to keep it as simple as possible. Okay, so the Western Conference, there's eight teams that make the playoffs, right?
Right.
The ninth team that gets left out is probably going to win 50 games. In the past, typically 50 games get you into the top four,
right?
Not out of the playoffs. So right now the Lakers are right there in first place. They're ahead of the Spurs. They're half game, I think, ahead of the Rockets right now. If they lose the four games on this road trip, all of which are against playoff teams right now, they could find themselves in eighth place.
Wow!
And they're in first place right now. That's how crazy it is.
That's tight.
That's yes. Some BS right there.
And you know, it's the Hornets tonight who are very good. Chris Paul's an MVP candidate. You mentioned the Rockets who will be on a 21-game win streak. The Utah Jazz have the best record at home. And, you know, the Dallas Mavericks had the best record in basketball last year. I mean, that's this four-game road trip that very likely, you know, I mean, I don't want to say it wouldn't be surprising. It'd be a little surprising, but you can make a case for going 0-4.
Yeah.
And by the time they come home, they could be in eighth place, having left being in first.
Wow, that hurts. Well, the Lakers play the Rockets Sunday at 12:30. That game
changes the time, yeah. So a 12:30 tip, and that's and, you know that's also a big game because, like I said, these you know just kind of by virtue of that explanation of how close these teams are, you know tiebreakers now come into play. If you finish with the same record, who won the regular season series? Well, each of those teams has one win against each other. This is the tiebreaker. This is the final game of the season. So that's going to be a huge game.
It's such a shame, and I know we say this every year, that the college basketball season gets so exciting as it winds up this time of year at the exact same time that the pros are going into the playoffs, too. It's like if they could spread it out a little bit, it'd be so much more basketball goodness throughout the year.
Yeah, I would agree. But, you know, I mean, the great thing is, you know, guys like Kevin, who really love baseball,
yeah,
have an opportunity to focus solely on baseball.
No, it's good to see the NBA, the NCAA, and hockey all go away at the same time. So we're left with baseball.
Well, Matt, I feel like you're the athlete with as much as you've been working lately, but stay healthy, get some sleep, and thanks for coming on and talking to us today, man. We enjoyed
anytime,
it.
Anytime, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, dude. Bye now. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Hi. Hello. Hi.
And now I will turn Ralph's microphone on. For the beginning of the Showbiz Beat.
Do we need to give you a checklist of people whose microphones need to be on?
Probably.
Starting with yours?
Probably.
A little diagram, maybe.
I have been turning mine off while I'm speaking lately.
I've recognized that. Yes.
Yeah, that's odd.
And I understand the listeners having that impulse, wishing that would happen, but I don't know why you would do it.
Yeah. And when I do go to the Showbiz Beat, I usually need my microphone to be on.
I'm not familiar with that.
All right.
Hollywood loves their remakes.
That's not news, but their choices these days are interesting.
What are they remaking now?
EOnline.com reports that the 90s hit teen soap opera Beverly Hills 90210 is headed back to primetime.
Nope.
What?
What?
The CW network is planning on launching a spin-off of the series. Not an out-and-out remake, but they will take the world of Beverly Hills 90210 and introduce us to new characters that populate that world, and we'll get to see everyone hanging out at the Peach Pit, bitching and moaning over whether they're getting laid or not.
You got to strike when you got the momentum, man.
You do.
You know, I mean, that's
And finally, that's Beverly Hills is going to get the proper dust-off it deserves.
Now, I can see if you were going to try to spin off Veronica Mars or The O.C. or some show that people remember. But 90210, who's out there waiting for the spinoff from that?
Here's the thing. The CW's struggling.
Yeah.
They're barely hanging on. And they need themselves a hit. And I guess they figure that title is recognizable enough that it might draw some eyes to their network.
How about a little less 90210 and a little more human Tetris? That's what I have
no
to say.
No kidding.
The good news is, however, that the show's original creator, Darren Star, who gave us Beverly Hills 90210 and also gave us Melrose Place, later went on to do Sex in the City,
right,
will not be involved.
Oh, good.
But Veronica Mars creator Rob Thomas will be handling the chores for Breaking Bad.
Oh, he is good.
He's strong.
So there may be something to this, but just seems like an odd choice to me personally.
It does.
Especially without Dylan and Donna and Jake and Baja.
Not the same, man.
No Baja.
Cletus. And
there's no Cletus either.
Glurk.
And now you're thinking of fastball.
Oh, remember when Glurk thought he got that guy pregnant? Oh, that was tough.
Pellegrino. And
there's no one by that name.
Oh. Anyway. Another remake in the works. Hollywood Reporter tells us that Paramount Pictures has signed up Michael Bay, director of Pearl Harbor and Transformers, to update the original, moody, legendary classic horror film Rosemary's Baby.
God.
Brilliantly done by Roman Polanski back in the late 60s. Rosemary's Baby was the story of a young lady who is fooled into becoming impregnated by Satan himself.
That could happen, first of all.
And gives us the devil's baby to run roughshod over the earth.
See, I'm all right with this because I didn't see that one.
By the way. Go ahead.
What's that?
I'm all right with this because I didn't see that one.
Well, you should probably see the original versus...
That'll ruin it for me, though.
Versus Michael Bay's version.
Oh, Michael Bay will update it very nicely.
Michael Bay, known for his even-handed portrayal of deep character issues.
Transformers.
Will be directing.
Top 10.
In this film, the devil will have sex with a truck. And the truck will be transformed into Satan, and then he will drop bombs on the world instead of taking it over from the inside.
You might have that mixed up a little.
And then he'll just be shooting out windows with a shotgun. It'll be good.
I don't think that's...
Yeah. Sir Paul McCartney has revealed why he became a vegetarian. You know, he and his wife Linda were longtime vegetarians, and he is working with PETA. He's on a poster. A new poster has been revealed. Sir Paul McCartney sitting on a stool wearing a stupid hat, pointing to a slogan on his T-shirt that says, "Eat no cows." Next to the photo was a statement from Paul saying the time he realized he was going to become a vegetarian was when he went fishing. And as he watched the poor fish try to breathe as he pulled it into the boat, he realized that a trout's life was just as important as his.
Okay.
Look, don't get me wrong, I think the trout can probably write better songs at this point than Paul McCartney, but I'm not sure if his life really is as important as a person's life.
Yeah, that's gay.
In a related story, this is rough.
I like meat.
This is why Sir Paul was spurred into action with PETA. Paul has a shrine to his late wife, Linda McCartney, on his property in England. It's been vandalized, they think, by perhaps a bitter hunter who is upset that Paul has banned all hunting on his property.
Right.
Sometimes the rich folk in England will allow hunters to use their property for deer hunting. Or
they can keep them off if they want.
Yeah.
That's private property.
Yeah.
How about that?
The shrine was left with the mutilated corpse of a dead deer upon it.
Oh.
Why?
Good times.
And he's been having some problems with some angry hunters in the area, and perhaps this is the act of one of them. So there you have both sides of the spectrum. You got douchebags leaving deer bodies on graves, and then you've got Pete on the other side. Then you got Paul in the middle saying, "A fish is important as I am."
That story has everything.
A trout never wrote yesterday, mother effer.
How do you know?
Well,
we just
true.
Can't hear
Maybe
it.
That's where you got the inspiration from. And people ask me, Ralph, why are you such a Spice Girls fan?
Yeah, that's a great question.
And I answer, because they have magic powers.
Huh?
Jerry Halliwell was called to the bedside of a 14-year-old girl named Jessica Knight, who was horribly attacked by some muggers in England and left comatose. Jessica was a big Spice Girls fan, so Jerry went to visit her by her bedside, sang a Spice Girls song to her. The next day, the teenager woke up out of her coma.
Thank you very much. The power of the Spice Girls. Girl power. Girl power.
Game.
Girl power.
You're so gay.
Girl power. So gay. Girl power. Ginger power.
What's up with that?
It's your birthday.
It's not her birthday, really.
No, not at all.
Oh, I've got so many great stories in no time. When we come back in about an hour, not only will I give you tickets to spend an evening with Judd Apatow.
Oh, ooh, really?
That's going to be
fantastic.
Awesome, which is going to be an amazing evening, thanks to the people at the Paley Center for Media, previously known as the TV and Museum, TV and Radio Museum. But they're doing an evening with Judd as part of their Paley Television Festival. So they'll be talking about all the work he's done in both films and television. Get to spend the evening with him. I'll have tickets for that in the next hour. But I also will tell you a great story, actually a bunch of stories, about David Caruso working on CSI Miami.
So good.
That you won't believe. That I got thanks to Listener Bean. Bean sent me that story, so I appreciate that.
He's very talented.
Listener Bean?
No. David Caruso.
Oh, okay.
I hear he's mean to the help. That's what I hear about him.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah.
Wait till you hear the stories. Today's celebrity birthdays, Taylor Hanson of the band Hanson.
Oh, she's so cute. So cute.
So hot. Not often you see girl drummers.
No, you're right.
It's so sexy when girls drum like that.
Yeah.
Hanson, by the way, performing at South by Southwest this week.
She leaves it because they're all guys.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But Taylor just barely. Is 25 years old today. They've gotten more boyish as they've grown, thank God.
But except for the drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Klein is 29 years old today. Michael Bland, speaking of drummers from Soul Asylum, he's 39 years old today. Billy Crystal turned 60 the day after he started in the lineup for the New York Yankees.
You said that he
struck out, Lisa.
But did they put him in the field to play as well?
No, they did not.
Oh.
Because he's 60.
Well, I know. I know.
They had a pinch runner for him.
They had a
pinch runner for him. Johnny Damon was going to run if he had actually made contact with the ball. He wasn't even going to go to first base.
Why'd they even let him swing? He's a short dude. Just let him walk you.
That's what he tried to do, I think. But he took too many cuts. And yeah, he had a full count. It was like 3-1 or something. Then he went down on 2 strikes.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like it.
By the way, I don't know who was. I don't even know who they were playing or who was pitching. But imagine if Billy Crystal was able to get a hit off of you. That's gotta hurt if you're a major league pitcher,
dude. If that was me, I would have jacked one out of the park. Because when I play ball, I just jack it.
All right,
Psycho Mike. Michael Caine, one of my favorite actors. He's 75 years old today, and Quincy Jones also turned 75. And it's not officially his birthday, but tomorrow is the birthday of our very own Psycho Mike.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So I wanted to wish him a happy birthday a day in advance. And give him the bad news that someone has sharpied his name off the list of K-Rock employees that have birthdays on the birthday
list. Was that someone you, Ralph?
Yes, it was.
All right.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hang on a second. I'm making a call. Just a second.
Hi, you've reached Emperor's Club. Please leave your name and number, and we will contact you shortly. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yeah, Client 10? What?
I don't think they're open for business anymore. I think pretty much that they're closed down now.
Client 10 may have to be gone. Alone this weekend.
That's too bad.
Sorry about that. The Emperor's Club, by the way, is the high-price prostitution ring, an international prostitution ring with offices in New York and London and Paris and Los Angeles and all over that has been in the news this week because one of their girls was the one that was apparently on her way to meet Governor Spitzer of New York for $4,300 for 3 or 4 hours. And that's what brought him down. He started this week as the governor. He will end this week packing up and moving out because the new guy takes over on Monday. And look, please understand, I think I speak for the room when I say no one is excusing his behavior. I think he's right to be resigning. I think he should lose his job. It is against the law what he did. Right? You guys are with me on
Absolutely,
that?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Not defending his behavior.
No.
And, but I think a lot of people who say, you know, the bigger crime is against his wife and against his kids. I mean, it really is. That's the real damage done there is the, you know, the private matter. But the bigger picture is the guy, you know, was just having sex, right?
Yep.
Well, I think we could safely say that. Yes.
Yeah. And it kind of brings prostitution back into the headlines where it hasn't been for a while. And I know it's one of those things that every once in a while people start a dialogue about it, but it doesn't seem like it ever gets anywhere. And I'm trying to find who the people are who are so dead set about a discussion over prostitution ought to be legal. Because talk about a victimless crime. Talk about two consensual adults deciding what they want to do in the privacy of their own rented hotel room. How does that hurt you or me or anyone?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. Maybe religious people?
Oh, it's absolutely religious. Absolutely.
Because had he taken her out for a $4,000 dinner, everything would have been good.
Right.
Yeah. Would have just been called dating. Exactly. Right. And by the way, the greatest thing that I love in terms of money changing hands is you pay her a couple of $100 to have sex. It's against the law. You go to prison. You pay her a couple $100 to have sex. You videotape it and sell it as a movie, and it's totally legal.
Not only is it legal, but you make
same
money
people,
on it.
Same, yeah, exactly. Same people, same sex. Covered by the First Amendment. There was an outstanding article, by the way, on Reason.com this week by Steve Chapman is the name of the author. And he brought up a point that I hadn't heard before, and I don't know if this is going to change anyone's mind in the dialogue. But he was talking about those guys, those homosexual guys a few years back who were arrested under Texas sodomy laws.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous.
They took their case all the way up to the Supreme Court. This was consensual sex between two guys, which, by the way, on the record, I just like to say is icky and people shouldn't do it. But they ought to be allowed to.
Yes.
Yeah, but how is it illegal?
Exactly. So the Supreme Court said it was – they struck down the Texas sodomy law. And here's what they said. The petitioners are entitled to respect to their private lives. The state cannot demean their existence or control their destiny by making their private sexual conduct a crime. Their right to liberty under the Due Process Clause gives them the full right to engage in their conduct without intervention from the government. Doesn't it seem like that same standard should apply to a man and a woman or a woman and a woman or a man and a man who decide that they want to have sex, yet there's cash involved?
It doesn't seem to have destroyed.
How is it different?
Nevada.
No, it certainly doesn't.
Where it's legal. And the government could make a ton of dough on it.
And other countries do it.
Yeah,
they're fine.
I can't get my head around this, but I know that there are people out there who are smarter than I am who have a reason why it's good that the law is still in the books, that prostitution is still illegal. I know there are people out there who believe it passionately and have a reason that they can tell us why it is. And that's what I want to hear from right now.
By the way, South by Southwest going on in Austin, and Texas sodomy law is placed tonight. Very good. It's a very good band. You need to check
them
out.
They're very good, yeah.
Why is it not legal? Help us understand that.
It seems like if it were, you could control it better. You could make it safer. You could
have a lot of income.
It. Yeah. There's a lot of reasons that make sense to make it legal.
You mean Lisa could have a lot of income. Is that what you're suggesting?
Maybe.
When you say you could have a lot of income, you mean – Lisa could
maybe a little
need
bit
this
of
crummy job. I tell you what, Lisa wouldn't be getting up at 3 a.m.
Damn straight.
Not if she could make $4,000 in 3 hours.
I wonder how many women
in this country saw that and went, wait a minute.
Yeah.
$4,000 for 3 hours. I got to look into this.
Why am I teaching snotty third graders? What's up with that?
A lot of teachers getting laid off. Maybe this is a direction for
could
them.
Could be. Could be.
But, I mean, if somebody wants to do that for a living and somebody wants to patronize them, again, I don't know how it's anybody's business besides those two people that are involved. Now, again, don't be confused. We're not talking about, you know, you're stepping out on your wife or something like that. Then you got, you know, there's a moral issue there. You got problems at home and, you know, that's a whole different thing. But I don't know if the law needs to be involved in it.
I was being questioned for a court case. And it was a guy that picked up another guy on Santa Monica Boulevard, mm-hmm. prostitution. And they said, you know, does anyone have a feeling about it? And I raised my hand and I said, seriously, you guys don't have better things to do?
Nice. And
they
threw you right
me.
Off.
Yeah. But that is my feeling.
Well, your first feeling should have been icky.
Or
ew.
I don't actually
something
have
along
that
the
feeling.
Line of ew.
That's more your feeling.
Right. And then, seriously, you don't have something better to
honest
do.
Honest to God.
Let's take one call before the break, and then we'll get more calls on the air at 1-800-520-1067. Line one is our friend Patrick, who's calling us from L.A. Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What's up with prostitution? Why isn't it legal?
Morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you.
The one thing that I think you're kind of forgetting when you talk about how being a victimless crime is there's actually a really good article on Slate.com a couple days ago about how when you make prostitution legal, there are studies that show it increases human trafficking. Like when you mm-hmm. when they make prostitution legal in like Amsterdam, there's these studies that show that they bring in kind of slaves from, you know, poor Eastern European countries to be prostitutes, and they get housed in these horrible, you know, slave conditions.
Doesn't that happen anyway?
It happens now, but you could at least investigate it.
Yeah, but that's not really the case. The case is it's not necessarily a victimless crime. And when you look to Nevada, you know, there are these small cases where people are being brought in from other parts of the country, even though it's legal there and, you know, it's kind of
Patrick, let me say this, because I saw that article too, and I understand what the writer was saying. But, I mean, you see stories all the time about people who are being locked in a basement to sew for 40 hours, you know, 40 hours in a row or something like that. I mean, there are already people who are being brought in for stuff like that, but those jobs are legal at least. These jobs are illegal, and it makes it even harder for these women to report it. It makes it even harder for them to go to the police and say, yeah, I'm working as an illegal hooker, because their job is already illegal. If you're being held against your will to pick grapes, or you're being held against your will to, as some people are, by the way, to look after somebody's kids, you know, at least those jobs are legal. At least you haven't done anything against the law.
No, you're right. And I should say that when these people are being forced against their will to be, you know, pickers or in sweatshops, that is a violation of the law. And, you know, that does get prosecuted very harshly. Just and, so.
Right. But Bean's saying also, the person that is the slave can't go to the police because they've also done something illegal.
Exactly. It makes
they're a lot
already
harder.
Breaking the law. And also, by the way, although those cases do exist, and you're absolutely right, there's some tragic, terrible cases of women who really are brought here and under other pretenses and forced into prostitution. I don't think we have any real numbers on that, and I don't think anybody is suggesting that anything other than it's a very small percentage of the total number of prostitutes who are all doing it voluntarily, who are all doing it because that's their choice. I mean, wouldn't you agree with that, Patrick?
I would agree, but I just want to get people away from this idea that, oh, prostitution is a completely victimless crime, that it has no repercussions in society as a whole.
Well, I don't think there's anything that's victimless, first of all. I mean, really, for the most part, you can't say absolutes are pretty stupid in pretty much any argument. But aren't
most – wouldn't you say most transactions between a John and a hooker are victimless, though, if they're both consenting, free-willing adults who are doing it of their own choice?
I would, but then that same Slate article goes on to say, you know, they cite the numbers of, like, physical abuse that a lot of prostitutes suffer at the hands of their johns. And
well, bitch, you gotta listen.
That's now.
I'm sorry, what, Bean?
I said, yeah, it's terrible when stuff like that happens. Of course, I agree with Patrick.
Right.
And if the industry were regulated more, I think you'd see a lot more people working in prostitution above ground, where there would be able to be rules and inspections and, you know, health checkups. And
they're underground,
you know,
now?
Just
that's
Patrick,
weird.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We got to move on. We got a bunch of other calls. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls on this topic when we return on K-Rock. What I'm saying is under the bridge is where you'll have to find the prostitutes today. But when I'm running things, you just be able to make an appointment. Just show up like you're going to the dentist. That's the way it ought to be.
Yeah, let me know when you're running things.
I will. 1-800-520-1067. Because of Governor Spitzer in the news this week, we're starting the debate again, reigniting. Why is prostitution illegal again? I'm trying to figure that one out because I'm having trouble finding the reason. So we're inviting you to call in and tell us what it is. Let's talk to Kyle in Fullerton. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Kyle, you like things the way they are, huh? Prostitution being illegal.
Yeah. How's it going, guys? Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Kyle.
Morning. Going well, thanks.
It's a quality of life issue. You know, I think that people don't want to see hookers hanging out in the corners of their streets.
They wouldn't be, though. That's the whole point.
Be.
Right now, I drive by them on my way to work.
And picks them up sometimes, she does.
Well.
So my question to you is, what woman, other than the ones that are strung out on crack, are going to want to sell their bodies for $50.
I don't know if you ever saw that show. I think it's on HBO about the cat house in Las Vegas. And those women weren't drug users at all. They were just making a living. I think there's plenty of women.
It sounds to me you're only basing what you know about prostitution based on the crack whores that you see standing on street corners, which would still be illegal if prostitution – you still wouldn't be able to solicit on the street if prostitution were legal. It would just be you'd go someplace, you'd go to a brothel or you'd, you know, set up something with an apartment or something like that where you'd go and you'd have the sex and it would be legal and it would be regulated. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of women who are hookers in this country.
Yeah, that's a good point. I see that.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Matt in Costa Mesa on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Matt. What's up? What do you got?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hi, Matt.
Well, with the last caller, you guys had a good point. But even if the prostitutes are in brothel, think about Amsterdam and how all the mob was working through all the brothels. And I think the problem is bringing in prostitution might – a lot of people are scared that it also raise crime, or bring in, like, organized crime.
They were money laundering.
We would hate
them,
to have the mob working in America. And that would probably
It's funny you should bring that up, Matt, because Psycho Mike was just telling us something. He had an observation on the way things are run now.
Mike?
Well, I was just saying that, the Soviet mafia in the East Coast and the, kind of the Asian underground controls prostitution for the most part in America as we speak. And I think by legalizing it, wouldn't that kind of eradicate their ability to be involved in the country? I mean, much like the end of Prohibition got rid of bootlegging, you could kind of...
It would certainly help.
Push away the criminal element, especially from foreign criminal element altogether.
I agree. It's just that I think the reason that it's not becoming legalized is because a lot of the, like, every movie that we see or everything about prostitution in the media has been negative. And, you pick a movie that has prostitution in it, you're going to see some kind of drug use or some kind of major crime going on. And I think
how dare you? Why don't you watch Pretty Woman 4 days a week like my wife does? The happiest hooker of all time. Are you kidding me? There's no hooker who's ever scored better than Richard Gere.
It isn't a job. I mean, I have watched that show on HBO, and I think I would not want that job. That looks like an awful job to me, but they don't seem to mind at all.
But I think a lot of current American prostitution, barring the high-level escorts, are pushed to the kind of the fringes of society, to the people who are living these seedy lifestyles because of the fact that it is illegal.
Yeah,
I agree. And by the way, most jobs most people wouldn't want to do. True. I mean, you pick the jobs that you can do and the jobs that you would do, but let's face it. Isn't there a list 1,000 long of jobs you'd hate to do, Lisa, that would be a miserable way to make a living?
Absolutely, but that's got to be at the top of it.
Depending on the cost.
Depending on the guy.
You know what I mean?
Depending on the guy, Kevin.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk to Mike in Northridge on line one. I'm not sure I know what his point is. Hey, Mike, you're on the Kevin Bean Chunky Rock. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. What's up? You know, actually, I just wanted to say I totally agree with the last caller. The only reason it's a crime in the first place is because right now it's illegal. You know? And as far as the quality of
right, but
point.
But
thanks, Lance.
I think we're starting. I think we're starting with that point. Yes.
Right. But what's why the downside is it of it being legal? Yeah, what I mean, how would it be? How would things be worse if it were legal?
Oh, they wouldn't. That's the beauty of a capitalist society. You know, the markets would clean up the lack of quality and availability. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're supporting our argument.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. You know? All right. Well, and, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call.
Let's close with Austin in listening online in Illinois this morning. Hey, Austin. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Hi, Austin.
Good. What's up?
I just think, sex in general is a, very beautiful and spiritual thing. And
really? Because I find it disappointing.
And it just doesn't sit well with me to have it as a commodity that's, legally sold and traded. And that's just basically it,
But I think no one would make you buy or sell it. I mean, you can't
nobody makes me buy or sell corn futures, but it's available and... I don't know.
I think that's just denying, though, that tons of people just sleep around for the hell of it.
Yeah. Again, Austin, you wouldn't be required to have sex against your will or for money if it were legal for other people to do it. But honestly, if a girl wants to sell it and a guy wants to buy it, how does it affect you? How does it bother you? If they're happy with their decision, why should you kind of impose your feelings on them?
Well, that's the kind of the beauty of a free country is that this is my personal opinion, and
right,
we have majority rule, and
right, but,
okay. Majority.
We're not suggesting that you can't have an opinion. We're just
I'm not even saying you're wrong. I mean, right. if that's what works for you, that's fine. But why would you care whether Lisa or Kevin or anyone chooses to do it the other way if it doesn't affect you at all?
Just in general, I just feel very strongly about it. Like I said, it may not affect me now, but, who knows what may spring up. I mean, people have been bringing up good points about things like organized crime, and then you guys are bringing up good counterpoints about, if it was regulated by the government, things would be more under control. There are many things that, we could see about it, but there are many things that we don't see, and I think you know, all things equal, it's the things that we can't really, you know, see when it becomes legal that we
should really take some time to employ wisdom. You're using a lot of words. I don't hear much being said, though. That's I don't understand what you're talking about.
I don't like I don't think people ought to root for the Raiders, but they have a right to do it, okay? Just because I hate the Raiders and don't want them, don't want anyone to root for them, doesn't mean other people shouldn't be allowed to. It's kind of the same thing. It just doesn't have to affect me. But I appreciate the call, Austin. Thank you very much. We got one more. This is Tom calling from L.A. Tom, you're on the Kevin and Bean Show. Good morning. Hello? What happened to Tom? We lost Tom?
Tom?
There he is.
Oh. Tom.
No.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What can we do for you, Tom?
Hello.
Yes, it's Kevin and Bean. We're on the air.
Do you care?
I don't know. That's hard to answer.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Women are already whores.
I'm sorry, what?
Women are already whores. They're all whores.
Tom, that's just not true.
All women are whores?
That's right. You take them out to dinner, you give them a bracelet. How different is that? And just give them the cash. Make it easier and I can write it off.
Well, I think that's called dating. That's not exactly what we're talking about here.
It's called dating whores. They're all whores. Better than the girls I date.
Yeah, well,
look at me.
Look at you.
Look at me. I'm foul.
Look at you. You are foul.
I gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
And what are people like you supposed to do in a country like ours?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I can see your point.
I need
horse. Yes, you do.
Preferably from a foreign country.
All right, Tom, thanks for the call.
Really?
Pete, if you've already seen this video, I apologize. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:47. I found the funniest thing online. Hope it's not old. Don't have any way of knowing.
Don't tell me it's the goddamn creepy gnome.
In Argentina, some teenagers were standing around, kind of having a camping trip and filming themselves with their little cell phone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they heard something. It sounded like somebody was throwing stones. So they turn and they see the grass moving and they think, well, maybe it's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they see a little pointy hat and what looks like a gnome. And it's kind of wobbling left and right, just kind of like throwing rocks at them. And apparently other people, other locals have come forward to say that they also spotted the crazy gnome. That this little midget gnome kind of wobbles and throws rocks at people.
What?
What's up with that?
Go to krock.com, Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup, and we've got the link there. It's it's the most bizarre thing that you've ever seen because they're just sitting around talking in Argentinian or whatever they talk. And and then you kind of you hear something and they look around and you see this little thing in the distance. Not very clear, but it's a gnome, people. It is a gnome that is throwing rocks.
How tall do you think it is?
2.5 feet.
No kidding.
With the pointy hat.
Oh, my God.
It is one of the most bizarre things that you'll ever see.
It did freak one of the kids out. They had to take him to the hospital. So they're not just for statues in your garden anymore.
No.
Now they're terrorizing a small Argentina town. We asked producer Lightning to please line us up somebody that we could talk to about the story. No one will ever guess where this bit's going. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I am angry.
What are you angry about?
I hate when the children come down to where I live and they make noise when I'm trying to sleep.
Oh, is that what the, you're the gnome? You're the angry gnome.
Ah, see, I am the gnome.
Ah,
you're the gnome. Okay, so what are you doing? You're not terrorizing the town as much as you're just trying to get those kids off your lawn.
Hey, kids, get off of my lawn! I hate it when they come and they bother me. It's bad enough that I'm a gnome, but then they come and they ruin my day, and I have a long day ahead of me, or standing on a lawn.
Sure.
That's what you do every
day? Protecting the garden.
Really?
That's what I do. I can't get no other job. I am a gnome.
Yeah, I guess that would limit
you. I have a large pointy head, and it is very difficult to get work as other than garden gnome or dildo.
Oh, ouch. Wow. Although, being a dildo, how bad would that be?
You have no idea about Argentinian women, do you?
Oh, no.
Oh, I guess not. No,
oh, Lord, the smell could knock knock a buzzard off a garbage wagon.
Oh, ouch. Wow, that's ugly. Now, crazy gnome, I don't know much about
gnome.
Your people. Gnome, sorry. Yeah. I don't know much about gnomes. Gnomes, are you guys, you're not human? Are you elves? Or what's a gnome?
We're not goddamn elves, okay?
No,
we're gnomes.
Okay, but what is that?
We live in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
We protect the woodland creatures and the gardens of the forest.
Right.
And sometimes, if we're lucky, we get a gig with Travelocity.
That's right. You've been very popular in those commercials.
I auditioned for that gig, and I could not get it.
Oh, no wonder you're angry.
Because the goddamn racist Travelocity wanted the white gnome.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's what it was.
Wow. Yeah. And that's
keeping
why
the brown gnomes down.
And that's why you're throwing rocks at people? Because you're
yes.
angry?
Yeah. I am an angry, bitter Latin gnome.
Uh-huh.
And now, I see you sometime, and I put my pointy head into your testicles.
Oh, don't do that. That's not
I would like to do that. I won't do that because I am in Argentina.
That is true, yeah.
Which is okay. Far away from where you are.
So we're very safe.
My head is not that long.
Is this bad news for you that this video is out and now people are aware of you? Would you prefer that it was a little more low-key?
No, it's great. That's all I need now is drunk sorority fraternity guys going on gnome hunts now.
Yeah, with their video cameras and everything else
and
looking for you.
The beating the bushes, sending their small dogs after me, trying to make me come out so they can capture me and put me in the sideshow.
Oh, it sounds terrible.
Yeah,
it's terrible. That is awful.
It's hard to be a gnome in the street.
Sure.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
And a pimp as well.
Yeah. Right.
Now, is it just you or is there a whole herd, or whatever it is you guys run in?
We call ourselves pods.
Pods?
The pod of gnomes.
Okay.
And there is a whole bunch of us. We do live together.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a tree, much like the Keebler elves.
Okay.
Okay.
But we are bigger than elves, so we have to live one on top of the other on each other's shoulders in a column.
Where does the hat go? Where does the pointy hat go?
It goes in the hinder of the other gnome on your head.
That's what I was afraid of.
Oh,
and it is not
awful.
A comfortable way to live.
No.
But what are you going to do with the housing market the way it is?
Well, at least you're practical.
I'd like to find a nice 5-bedroom tree, but
sure.
I can't afford it. I have to sell my place, and I get nothing for that.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can't afford that with what you're making being a garden gnome. Sure.
No, you know what they pay me in?
No.
Snails.
Yeah, that's no good.
I get 2 snails a day.
Wow.
And now I have a back box of snails.
Mm-hmm.
What is good as that? I can't buy nothing with it.
No, that's
and
tough.
And they're not good eating.
Wow, I see the squeeze you're in. I see how that's difficult.
I see the squeeze you're in.
I don't even know what that means.
At least English is not my first language.
The gas company's care program offers qualified customers a 20% rate discount. That's an annual home savings of about $81. Look in your March gas bill for details. The gas company, a Sempra Energy utility. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
I'm glad they do, but why does the gas company advertise? Do I have a choice?
Yeah, you can go with Dave's Gas. A little company called Dave's Gas in Pacoima. I think they also give you gas if you want.
I realize that.
Switch over to electricity, maybe?
7:59, it is time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Before I get to Showbiz News, I want to give you a chance to attend one of the coolest events of the year. It is the Paley Television Festival 2008. This is brought to you by the Paley Center for Media, previously known as the Museum of Television and Radio. They have an amazing lineup this year of some of your favorite TV shows, and you get to spend the evening with these people at the Arclight Cinemas, and you get to meet the cast and creators of these shows. Here's the lineup for this year, just to give you an idea what they're dealing with. Pushing Daisies, An Evening with Judd Apatow.
Ooh.
Chuck, Friday Night Lights, the Buffy the Vampire Slayer reunion, Gossip Girl, Damages, Dirty Sexy Money, Mad Men, and more. I want to give you a chance right now to win. I've got 2 pairs of tickets to give away to An Evening with Judd Apatow.
Ooh.
Which is going to be Judd, of course, talking about his career from his television and feature film projects, and a bunch of special guests of people who have worked with Judd over the years.
Wow.
And this guy's been involved in some of the funniest things ever
on
television movies. If you look at his resume, I mean, feature film-wise, you got Superbad, Knocked Up, Talladega Nights, 40-Year-Old Virgin, Kicking and Screaming, Anchorman. On television, you've got Undeclared, which was a great series, Zero Effect, North Hollywood, Freaks and Geeks, one of my favorite all-time shows, The Larry Sanders Show. He was a producer on that show as well.
Wow.
But here's the trivia question. What was the breakthrough TV series for Judd Apatow? He was an executive producer on one of the funniest sketch comedy shows ever on television. It was very short-lived, however. Well, we went 13 episodes in 1992, and it was the launching pad for a lot of big comedy stars. So if you know the answer to that question,
The 1992 series that Judd Apatow worked on was his big breakthrough in television. Give a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First two people through with the correct answer get a pair of tickets to spend an evening with Judd Apatow. And by that, I mean not having sex with him in a room someplace.
But, okay.
Talking about his career.
Or both, maybe.
Yeah, maybe if you're lucky. Who
don't
knows?
Know.
I don't know how Judd swings. David Caruso on CSI Miami is the greatest actor ever.
And by that, you mean overactor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This comes from a site called Onset Snitch, where people who work on sets in Hollywood write in and tell tales about people that they work with.
Oh, I like that.
Someone from the set of CSI Miami wrote in with a bunch of stories about Caruso, calling him the most tortured, saddest man-child I've ever seen in over 15 years of movie and TV making.
Oh, no.
He can't walk and talk at the same time. You should see him on stairs. Requires dozens of takes for the simplest line readings. Can't even put his CSI gloves on camera. They always cut away. Just watch.
What?
You know the rubber gloves, the latex gloves? Apparently he can't get them on. So they'll go
retarded?
To put them on and they'll cut away, and then they'll come back and those gloves will be on already.
Is he retarded?
Yes. He cusses uncontrollably on the set, often in front of child actors.
Oh, good.
Will blame everyone but himself for his inability to act. Used to hack up big loogies on the floor of the set.
Oh, good.
Until a producer gently reminded him of sanitation and courtesy. He rewrites every scene he's in, so he's totally to blame for the hackneyed one-liners. And will take anything the writers give him and destroy it. His sunglasses bit is all his, a truly innovative contribution to his characters. But as he said to us many times, what should I do? I'm a grown man with red hair.
What does that even mean?
I don't even understand that comment.
I have no idea either.
Okay.
My favorite part, though, he once asked the director of photography to make it seem as if he was flying to the crime scene, explaining that Horatio is actually a mythical superhero. For real.
Really?
Person ads, yeah. So here's a little inside on David Caruso.
Overacting is a serious condition that affects 3 in 100,000 Americans. If you or someone you know has an overacting problem, call 1-600-OVERACT and get help.
We have a winner, Mike? Mike. Ralph?
I'm Ralph.
He's Mike.
Or Frank.
Sorry, hey, Mike in North Hollywood. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Mike, what was the show Judd Apatow worked on back in the 90s? It was a big breakthrough for a lot of people working in comedy.
Ben Stiller Show.
Ben Stiller Show on Fox. One of the funniest sketch comedy shows I've seen in a long, long time. Too bad nobody really appreciated to keep it around longer.
All right. Well, a short-lived one.
You'll get to see an evening with Judd Apatow. I'm sure he will be talking about that experience and many more in TV and film.
Great, great.
Hold on. We'll give you all the details, okay?
Also, Kelly and Sherman Oaks won.
Congratulations, guys. Today's celebrity birthdays, Quincy Jones, legendary music producer. He is 75 years old today.
Ralph, were you working on the show when I accidentally pissed off Mr. Jones?
I
feared for my life.
Did not, no.
It was the Quincy Jones disaster, as we know it.
It was a little bit. He was scheduled to come in as a guest on our show. This was back when we were over in Burbank.
I don't know that you need to repeat the problem.
We were right around the corner from Warner Brothers where he was, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was, you know, a 45-second walk or something like that. And he was really late. And I said, how hard is it for him to get his black ass around the corner and get up here on the air?
Oh.
And when Quincy Jones appeared, you could tell that he really was pissed off by it. And I have nothing but mad respect for Quincy. I love him. I really do. I was thrilled to meet him. I enjoyed having him on the show. But he was really offended by the tone and the language. And I guess he felt like he deserved better. And he probably did.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
Being upset somebody. Didn't see it coming. Wow.
never had him back after that. But I sure liked meeting him that one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of which, I think it was this time yesterday when I was busting balls on how unfunny Jim Carrey was.
Yeah.
Is. And I was talking about him and the equally unfunny Jenny McCarthy.
Right.
And sometimes when you're ranting and raving and you're live on radio, you say things inadvertently that you wouldn't say if you had a moment to think about it.
Sure.
And so I was just riffing and going off and just saying random things. And the fact that popped into my head was the fact that Jenny McCarthy has an autistic son.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
And I mentioned it on the air. And it was completely inappropriate, and it wasn't funny, and it was. But at the same time, it was completely inadvertent. I didn't mean to use that as some sort of slam against people who are dealing with autistic kids.
It was funny right up till that point.
Exactly. I know it's a real problem, and it's such a challenge to raise kids who have to deal with autism. So I got a few emails from some parents who have autistic kids, and they said, "What was that all about?" And it was just.
sometimes you just have a brain fart, and you just your mouth goes faster than your brain can work, and you're grabbing at straws, you know, trying to be funny, trying to be provocative, and sometimes you say something thoughtless and boneheaded. So I'd like to apologize to anybody I offended with that yesterday.
Apparently, Jenny McCarthy's written an amazing book on
about the experience of raising an autistic child. Yeah,
I wouldn't have thought that that would ever happen. That she would write an amazing book,
Ghostwriter.
Okay.
Anyway, so I apologize if I offend anybody with that. It certainly was not malicious or intended. It was just sort of a slip.
That is not very nice. I have a nephew who's retarded, and he has to wear a helmet.
Well, there you go. So we've apologized to Quincy.
Yes.
And to all the parents of autistic children.
Check and check.
Got that. Billy Crystal, 60 years old today. Adrian Zemed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who will always be remembered as Officer Vince Romano.
Yes.
On T.J. Hooker is 54 years old today. Chris Klein turns 29. Hanson, Taylor Hanson of Hanson from the band Hanson. From their new single, Hanson, the album Hanson, is 25 years old today. But I didn't even know this until someone gave me the heads up. And I would like to say happy, happy, happy birthday to a man who's given us so many years of pleasure here, especially on the Kevin and Bean Show. What would we do without him? Ricardo Diaz, Rick Dees, celebrates his birthday today. Happy birthday,
Yay!
Rick. Rick was born on this day back in 1897. So congratulations, Rick. And
it's a radio war. Mm-hmm. And... it's at least nice to be ahead of those goons.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Not so much anymore, Rick. Time to get in your covered wagon. And
we need to bring the word goons back.
Back into the sunset.
Goons.
Yeah. Those are good times for Rick.
Oh, yeah. That's so terrific.
Now he's shaking a prosthetic ass on television.
Yeah.
Oh. Fame is a funny thing. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Wow. Jeez. That's kind of a bummer.
It's kind of sad.
I went to King of Mexico. It used to be cool. Remember that?
Come on. Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous star. Here's the thing, David, is that...
why are you calling him David now all the time?
Is that we're friends and we see the future. We see the writing on the wall. We see the crash that's ahead. And I don't want to be responsible for not stepping up and saying, dude, you're going to lose a good thing. I mean... Yasmin, Miss Double December 2006, who willingly gives you sex, and no, that's not a lead up to an April Fool's joke. It's true. It's been going on since the holidays. That is the best thing that has ever happened to you and the best thing that will ever happen to you.
Oh, cool. Remember the surprise 3 months ago? Remember the surprise 3 months ago when we came back from the holidays? It was January, I don't know, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. And we had heard that that had happened, and we were beside ourselves. We could not imagine that was true.
It was the new 9/11 for us at that time, remember?
It was, yeah.
It was something so shocking that we knew we'd never get over it. We'd always remember when it happened. But now I feel that Dave is a little bit taking it for granted and that he's going to screw up and somehow she's not going to be giving you the nappy dugout anymore and then you're going to be a mess.
Yeah, this is a mess. Let's call Yasmin, if you don't mind. This
okay. I want to hear what exactly
former Miss Double December apparently was spilling her guts at Santa Anita after a little
Or are we
alcohol.
Wrong, Dave? Is everything fine?
I think everything's fine.
Okay.
The guy always thinks everything is fine. That means nothing.
That's yes.
What?
Oh, man.
See, you guys should be worrying about me.
No
Come
kidding.
On.
What the hell is
right?
this? Is this,
Hello?
Is that Hall & Oates?
Yeah, it is.
That's a horrible choice.
No, it's awesome. Hall & Oates.
Why are you a man eater, Yaz? You don't have those teeth in your vagina, do you?
What?
You heard him. Yasmin, Santa Anita the other day, you were apparently, alcohol had loosened your lips just a bit.
Just a little bit. It happened.
And you started talking to people, and you were complaining that perhaps Dave, the King of Mexico, has turned into a big a-hole.
He's not an a-hole. He's not horrible to me. He's new cool Dave. You know, it's hard to explain. He's just different, you know? He's just cool now.
Yeah.
See, everything's
well,
all
you're
right,
gonna have
guys?
To give us more than he's just different.
Yeah,
he's
what does
cool
that
now.
Mean? He's just different. He's cool now. What does that mean?
What's he doing?
Whoa! Come on. Yeah. I know it's been a while since you were Miss Double D, but the rules haven't changed that much about what you can't say on the air.
Yeah, we can't say the S word, Yasmin. That just came down. Okay, so Dave, at the beginning, he was bragging about the no game game and how he doesn't pay attention to you, and that really gets your attention.
Well, I mean, it's not that. It's just he. Like, on the Valentine's Day singles party, he's never seen it apparently either, but we were walking and talking together, and this girl comes up to him, and she's like, "You're so hot. If you weren't here with Yasmin right now, I'd so go home and sleep with you." And we were both like, Okay. And
well, you know how that happens in Hollywood. I mean, anytime, you know, a douchebag like Ryan Reynolds lands, you know, one actress, all of a sudden every other actress and singer wants to be with him too, because now all of a sudden he's got credibility. I mean, you basically co-signed Dave's coolness by going out with him, so now other girls think he's the deal.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I'm his new reference. I don't know. I mean, it's just, I don't know what I'm hearing. He's mean to people at work, and he's like saying no to people and being rude.
He's an a-hole. Yesterday we were talking about talking to you today, and he's like, not going to happen. That's not going to happen. We said, what are you going to do? You got to clamp down on your woman, Dave? Now, Yasmin, it's come up.
Backhand me later.
It's come up several times that you think perhaps you've been the worst thing for Dave.
I know. I think I am. I just feel really bad. And I'm
wrong.
Sorry.
She's been the best thing, because now she reaffirms how rad I am.
The best thing because you're having a wonderful time, so now, and she's a great woman.
No, now she's telling the world, look, I really am right, and I've been right the whole time. I just don't brag about it.
Wow. But her place in the world.
Yeah. I'd like to hang up now.
Her place in the world is not to pump you up and set you up for the next better girl that you're going to leave her for, Dave. That's what it makes like. It's what it sounds like you're saying.
Look, Kristen Bell might be listening, man.
So, oh, Dave.
You know, that's what it is. Now it's total fantasy.
Wow.
Wow.
See?
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, wow.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Dave used to joke about how rad he is. But I think thanks to you, Yasmin, now it has turned from a joke into reality.
Now the world knows how rad I am, dude.
You know what this is, guys? Seriously, this is Whoopi Goldberg winning an Oscar. That's what this is. And all of a sudden, she thinks she's a great actress.
Yeah, he's been validated.
That's what this is. Yeah, he's been validated because he had one lucky break. He fell into the right vagina, and now all of a sudden, he thinks he's the best person in the world.
I am Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yasmin, can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
Don't return his calls for a while.
Yeah.
His tune will change so quick it'll make your head spin.
Play the no game game.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, it's weird because now that after we hooked up, girls are like, oh, yeah, Dave. And then here, like me, they're like, oh, you've been with the King of Mexico?
So you're saying it makes Dave look better and you worse?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, and you popping out the Prince of Mexico. And I'm like...
Yeah. Well, maybe you're made for each other.
Yeah. This did bring your reputation down. I'll tell you that. Yes,
yeah,
there's no question about that.
I've gone down a couple notches, but it's okay.
Wow.
Hey, one last thing. How often are you giving it to Dave?
I don't know. Like, we only see each other on the weekends because our work schedules are a little different. So, I don't know.
So yeah, like
that, once a week,
that King of Mexico has to work all the way till 10 a.m. That can be brutal.
So it's only what, once or twice a week on the weekend is all you're doing it?
Yeah, about that.
Well, I think you need to skip a weekend, my dear. I think that's what needs to happen to get Dave's attitude back
in line.
I
need to skip a few weekends.
Yeah,
there you go. Now we're talking.
I'd like to see a couple of...
You're cut off.
Yeah, you wouldn't survive.
Oh!
You are the dumbest man I've ever...
You did not.
You're the stupidest human being I've ever met.
What do you mean?
No, he's just cool. He's just the coolest guy I've ever been with. See? He's that cool.
Yeah.
Dave, she's her and you're you. Why can't you see that?
Don't lose track of that. Never lose track of that.
Oh, listen, Bean, you know I'm rad. Kevin knows I'm rad. Mike knows I'm rad. Yaz knows I'm rad. Now the world knows I'm rad.
But none of us think you're rad enough to sleep with, okay? None of us.
Well, I would hope not. You guys are all dudes.
Yeah. Yasmin?
I threw up in my mouth right now.
You know what to do.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
And you know what not to do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, see you tonight.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Oh.
Oh, no, Ralph.
What is that? Tell me you're passing a stone.
I did earlier this week when I sat through Never Back Down. But we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. An interesting weekend. At your local movie theater, several films that actually look entertaining and interesting in many, many different ways. And then there's Never Back Down. So let's talk about some of the smaller films opening in selected theaters this weekend, shall we? The Grand is a mockumentary comedy about a guy who's trying to save his grandfather's hotel and casino. So he goes in on a big stakes poker tournament, trying to beat the world's most famous poker players in order to save his grandfather's hotel and casino. Woody Harrelson stars in this film. Ray Romano also stars. Ray Liotta, Shannon Elizabeth, David Cross. Quite a cast of comic actors. I didn't get a chance to see this, but Kevin, you did, right?
I did, yeah. It's very funny. It's like, you remember Best in Show, what that was to the Westminster Dog Show? This is to the poker world.
Oh.
They make fun of the... If you watch the World Poker Tour, the World Series of Poker, whatever, they have funny characters. It's really well done.
A lot of improvised interview segments with the supposed players
where they,
in
like,
the game.
You know
stuff.
How they sit behind the table and they talk about themselves? It's just... it mocks the whole thing. It's very funny.
There you go. You can find that in selected theaters across the Southland this weekend. Also opening this weekend is Funny Games. And contrary to the title, no movie's ever looked less funny.
What is this?
This is the story of a middle-class couple on vacation. Naomi Watts and Tim Roth star as the couple.
Hey, Naomi Watts, though.
Yeah, and Tim Roth, too, a pretty talented actor. They go to this vacation home on the lake with their small son to have a vacation, and the home gets broken into by two preppy psychopaths who decide to torture them for the weekend.
Yeah.
Before they kill them.
Sweet.
Yeah, Psycho Mike's excited
That's
about
right
it.
Up his alley.
All over that.
Yeah.
This thing looks just creepy as hell.
It does.
Looks like sort of a high-end torture movie along the lines of Saw or those kind of movies.
Play soccer with someone's head at the end?
I don't think so. I don't think it goes that far. But it's basically this couple and their son trying to stay alive for the weekend while dealing with these two evil psychopaths who are pretty much toying with them for their own pleasure. Here's a scene from Funny Games where one of the psychopaths explains the game to the family.
Okay, we bet, what time is it? 8:40. That in, let's say, 12 hours, all three of you are going to be kaput.
What?
You bet that you'll be alive tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we bet that you'll be dead. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a bad game.
That's not a game I want to play.
Yeah. Looks very disturbing. If you like those sort of intense psychological thrillers, then this might be the movie for you. Funny Games. Might want to rethink the title there, kids. That's all I'm saying. Also opening this weekend is Doomsday. If you're into the sci-fi apocalyptic kind of Mad Max, Road Warrior, what was the final movie with...
Escape from New York, L.A.?
No,
none of those?
Mila Jovovich plays the...
Resident Evil.
Yes.
Resident Evil kind of movies. This might be for you. Stars Rhona Mitra, who is just one of my favorites. She is British and sexy and hot and crazy hot, sexy hot.
And they don't hide that in this movie.
No, they do not. It's the feature of the film, basically. Bob Hoskins also stars. It's about a lethal virus that spreads throughout Scotland. And an elite group of mercenary specialists have to retrieve a cure by any means necessary while at the same time keeping the virus isolated behind the walls that they've created around this plague. And it makes the people infected with the disease psychopathic cannibals, which is never
good. It's a good band, by the way.
Yeah. Here is the leader of this band of cutthroat mutants addressing his mob.
This is our city! Whoever they send here, we're gonna catch them! We're gonna cook them! And we're gonna eat them!
Yeah. Might not want to go to
Michael
that
Bay not direct that?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't think I want to go there.
If you got kids, then you're probably gonna go see Horton Hears a Who this weekend. It's opening in wide release. Everyone knows the story. You all read it as a kid, right?
Yeah.
The Dr. Seuss book about an elephant who hears a cry coming from a tiny speck of dust that lands on a flower, and he feels obligated to protect this entire civilization despite everyone else telling him that he's crazy and they don't exist. I think the moral of the story is don't let people affect what you know to be true, says Horton the elephant. Jim Carrey's the voice of Horton. Steve Carell is the mayor of Whoville, who lives on this tiny speck. Seth Rogen is also in the film. Will Arnett, Isla Fisher, Amy Poehler, Jamie Presley, Jonah Hill. Quite a cast.
But
in Horton,
they're all voices, right?
Yeah, just all the voices. It's computer-generated animation. And by all accounts, they do a great job with it. Here is Horton the Elephant, played by Jim Carrey, having his first conversation with the mayor of Whoville, the very funny Steve Carell.
You're living on a speck.
Well, I hate to disagree with you, oh voice from the drainpipe, but I live in Whoville.
Well, then, Whoville's a speck.
Right, okay, seriously, who is this? Is this Bert from accounting?
No. This is Horton. I'm an elephant.
Okay, Horton. Fake name.
Fake name? Yeah, kids of all ages will appreciate this.
They should have advertised this during American Idol.
They should have told us it was coming out.
Would have been a good...
I had no idea this movie was even being released.
Good platform for that.
Oh, wait a minute. Fox TV put it on everything. I saw House operating on an elephant named Horton in one of the episodes.
Really? Wow.
That's how strong the cross-promotion has been.
Ralph, maddening. How much will this movie make this weekend?
All the money.
All of it?
I mean,
all
are we looking money. At a $40 million weekend, probably?
I'm guessing 30-ish. That's what I'm guessing.
30-ish, okay.
30-ish.
You're not taking into account the big one this weekend.
Sleepwalking? The new Charlize Theron movie?
No.
Charlize Theron stars and produces this small film called Sleepwalking about a young man who is reexamining his life when he has to take care of his 11-year-old niece after the girl's mother, played by Charlize, suddenly leaves town. Nick Stahl stars in this film, and I got a chance to see this movie. It is really bleak. It's a rough story about a deeply disturbed family, the father of which is Dennis Hopper, who is at his most cruel and villainous in this role.
Wow.
He's just an abusive father. Charlize, once again, uglies herself up to play a woman. She's great at playing these kind of girls, and she did it in North Country, too. It's like a girl you could tell was hot, like, in her 20s, and then she got mixed up with the wrong people and drugs and alcohol and just started going in a downward spiral and just wears every year of it on her face.
Yeah.
And the little girl who plays Charlene's daughter in this is just also amazing. It is not a good time at the movie theaters, but the performances...
You're not going to get laid afterwards?
Not so much.
Okay. All right.
But the performances and the story are just compelling. It's beautifully shot. It's really a very compelling movie. But again, like I said, it's not a good time. You want to see a matinee, so when you come out, the sun still shines, so you don't go home and just take your own life when it's all over. I really enjoyed Sleepwalking, but it's a rough movie to get through. Here's a scene from Sleepwalking, as I mentioned, opens in selected theaters this weekend. Charlize's character has just been thrown out of her home because she was living with a drug dealer who was growing pot in his backyard. The police raid that house, arrest him, throw her and her kid onto the streets. And now she's trying to recognize what she's going to do with her life now that she's living on the streets, basically.
I don't need your help. We're fine.
You're not fine. You think being dragged out in the middle of the night is fine? And what about Tara? Moving all over the place, missing school, having people talk about her mother is fine.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my daughter to school. And you know what then? Then I'm going to find us a wonderful place to live, okay? And I have a lot of options, by the way, okay? Thank you. Thanks for your help, but I don't need it.
Yeah, she does. She doesn't have a lot of options.
Yeah.
Hey, Ralph, do me a favor next time you're canoodling at night with your girlfriend, Charlize Theron.
Yes?
How about a little less on the ugly and up roles? She's a great actress, and we all know that. Now start being hot again.
She has been playing down her looks for a couple of movies in a row now.
Not necessary.
It's all right to glam it up every once in a while.
Did you see her on Letterman the other night?
No.
Holy crap.
Couldn't be more beautiful.
Letterman, just for the first 5 minutes, was like, I'm speechless.
Yeah, he doesn't really hide that well.
Wow.
He's like, I can't. Look at her, Paul. Paul, look at her.
He's like, yeah, look, she's sitting.
And you're over there. You're not even sitting here. Look how hot she is. Then he asked her, how do you get your legs so shiny? Talk about your no-game game.
Wow.
David Letterman's got it. And lastly, Never Back Down opens this weekend.
Yeah! Now we're talking. Bring it. Bring it.
This piece of crap.
Best movie ever.
I suffered through all what seems to be 8 hours of this movie.
How long is it?
It's like 2 hours, which is way too long for a movie of this kind. It is the same movie you've seen if you saw Step Up, or if you saw The Karate Kid, or you saw Footloose, or you saw any movie where a kid from a small town moves to the big city and doesn't get accepted by the other kids at the high school and has to prove himself and gets beat up and has to deal with all that stuff. Only the angle in this one. See, here's the thing. They used to do these exploitation movies and still do all the time. If there's something sort of semi-hot going on right now, they take the same basic concept and just plug in whatever that event may be.
Like motocross, they did it for a while.
Motocross, skateboarding, breakdancing, whatever it is, you get a movie about it. Well, now we've got the MMA version of that called Never Back Down, in which Jake moves from Iowa to Orlando, Florida, and the high school that he ends up in, of course, has a completely organized underground MMA tournament system to it.
Yours didn't?
They all do.
Where all the kids are having mixed martial arts fights.
Right.
And here's the thing about Jake. Jake got into a fight on the football field when he played football at the high school in Iowa.
Okay.
And that clip made it to YouTube. And everyone at this new high school sees the clip the day he comes to school. And it makes him a star. Because they say, dude, you've got mad skills. The way you threw that punch, you should join our MMA organization.
The whole school is watching that one
clip?
Yes,
they're watching it on their iPhones as he's walking down the hallway, and they're all whispering and pointing at him. Oh, that's Jake. That's Jake from this clip.
Oh, my God.
This movie has so many... no effing way moments to it.
Hey, that could happen.
That your head explodes in the first 15 minutes. And his dad died, and he's got a lot of rage inside him because his dad was an alcoholic and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he, of course, falls in love with the most beautiful popular girl in the school. Her name is Baja.
Yeah.
What?
Her name is Baja. No effing way. Jake falls in love with Baja, but the bad news is Baja's boyfriend... is Ryan, the bad guy head of the MMA Underground.
No. Sure.
The number one fighter in the MMA Underground.
Let me guess, he doesn't treat her very well?
He treats you like crap, Kevin. Even though he is the champion at the Beatdown, the secret underground tournament that's held once a year in Orlando, Florida.
The Beatdown.
He's the champ of the Beatdown.
Yeah, but the new kid doesn't fall in love with the chick.
He does.
Oh.
And he goes to a party to spend some time with her. And when he goes to Ryan's house, which is a giant mansion with 1,000 smoking hot chicks in bikinis, with no parents around, no effing way, he finds out that the real action's in the back of the house where they're staging their MMA fights.
Right, sure, yeah.
And so Ryan challenges Jake to a fight there at the party and kicks Jake's ass.
Does he do?
And then you say to yourself, I wonder if there's going to be another battle between these two before the end of the movie where Jake gives Ryan his comeuppance after a long and protracted training montage. What if that will happen? At least they make you wait an hour and a half until it does happen.
But Ryan's the badass.
He is, but he gets taught a lesson by Jake, who, of course...
Oh, don't give it away. Don't give it away in case I go see it.
Who, of course, has to come across a kindly and wise instructor.
Who's for it?
Oh! Played by the Oscar-nominated actor Jamin Hunsu, who I have no idea why he's slumming in this.
He's a great actor.
He sure is.
And the only reason he got that role is because the great Mr. Miyagi, Pat Morita, is already dead.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
And in about 2 weeks... Jamin Hunsu trains Jake to be the world's greatest martial arts fighter.
Does he teach him a lesson about life
as
well?
And he learns some very important lessons about keeping your rage in check and dealing with your feelings and your emotions and blah, 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 blah.
Is there any waxing on or waxing off going on?
No, but Jake does drink a tall glass of raw eggs. Have I seen that before? What training sequence had some fighter drinking a lot of raw eggs? Oh, that's right. That'd be Rocky.
Yeah.
At least Jake has a wacky, funny sidekick named Max, who's his only friend at school.
Yeah.
While he's spurring him on to be a better MMA fighter. F this movie! F this lazy piece of crap! The goddamn people involved in this movie, kill yourselves!
It does seem like an industry where they could actually put together a good movie of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Listen, the gym I train at when I do the boxing workout thing, there's a bunch of real MMA fighters there who also train at this gym. These guys are great guys, and every one of them has a fascinating story about why they got into the sport. None of it is this trite, cliche, programmed-by-the-numbers script that you're dealing with in Never Back Down. Any one of these stories would have been an interesting film to make. But it's just lazy screenwriting. It's like Mad Lib screenwriting. You just plug in MMA to the standard BS script.
What else is big? YouTube. Okay, it's on YouTube. They're all watching it.
It's horrific. The only thing good about this movie is there's a bunch of hot chicks in it, and one of the characters drives a really cool boss fastback Mustang from the 70s.
Did you just say boss?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, but you can rectify the situation. Just rent yourself some porn and go to Galpin Ford and just take a look at the Mustangs. You can have the same effect without having to sit through Never Back Down. Do yourself a favor. Just avoid this movie. Oh, so angry at this film.
So you liked it?
No! You know what I want to... This is... If you're listening, Hollywood, I would like to create a new job for myself. I would like some major movie studio to hire me and make me the vice president of No Effin' Way. This way, when I'm reading your scripts or I'm at your screenings, I can say, No Effin' Way! Nobody lives in a mansion like that with a party like that that has MMA fights on their front lawn. It doesn't happen. No effing way. And then they just cut that out. And then we save ourselves the problem of having to sit through these movies with these no effing way moments.
Sounds like a lot of no effing way moments.
And Dave saw it too, The King of Mexico.
Yeah.
And I said, it's horrible, Dave. Isn't that movie horrible? Yes, but what do you want from a movie? I want it not to suck. That's what I want.
Rather, it wasn't horrible.
Is that so much to ask? Less sucking. That's what I request from a film. What do you want from a movie?
You're being too hard on it, Ralph.
Not badness. No effing way. I'm Ralph Garman, and I'm the vice president of No Effing Way.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie Beat.
Yeah. Kevin DeBeat Show, 852. Huge Great. Day tomorrow. Huge day tomorrow.
Take Best day know. In the history of the world if you think Psycho Mike.
Psycho Mike's birthday. Psycho Mike's birthday. Oh, Psycho Mike's birthday. Arrogant things are going to happen. I like me. I like me. Psycho Mike's birthday. Outside my window. Psycho Mike's birthday. Behind the tree. I wish Psycho Mike could see that he's a big douchebag and looks faggy. And it's Psycho Mike's birthday outside my window pane.
Oh, I'm Psycho Mike. Oh. Roid rage. Lift weights. Get you pumped up. Me. I like me. I say I'm not gay, but come on. Really? I got small balls because of all the steroids. Slayer. Me. Me, me, me. Me, me, me. Me. More me. More me.
Psycho Mike's birthday.
What are you guys doing singing? Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's all about me. It's me. It's my birthday. Hey, stop singing. It's me. I am God's gift to women. Me. But I'm gay.
Right, there's that too.
Hey, Psycho Mike, you douchebag.
Wow.
Shut the hell up, you f***ing creep. Mother f***. I hate your s***. Not up for it today, you asshole.
The only thing that's better than that song, the Psycho Mike birthday song, courtesy of the great Omar, is Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses. That's the song you're going to be listening for next hour here on the Kevin DeBeat Show. Yes, we'll play it between 9 and 10 a.m., and it's as simple as picking up your phone and calling us. Be caller 3 when you hear it. Kevin, tell them what they'll win.
Well, you get to choose either an Xbox 360 system or a PS3 system, and you get Guitar Hero 3. So that is coming up between 9 and 10. This time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
New romance that you may not be familiar with. It's all over the internet now, but Kat Von D.
Ooh, yes.
One of our favorites from
with
L.A.
Me? With me? Is it with me?
Yeah,
no,
it's with you.
Is she dating me?
It's yeah. Not you.
That's going to happen.
You know, he's really heartbroken is intern beer mugs.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite girl ever.
She's my favorite girl. I always took photos of her boobies.
He's heartbroken. She is now dating Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue.
That's perfect.
Really?
That does seem like
an appropriate couple.
Yeah.
How about that?
Except the fact that he's 50 years older than her. But other than that.
But he's a pretty good dude.
He's a great dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, for 60 or whatever, he's well preserved. He looks good.
Yeah.
She mentions it on her MySpace page, saying, "I'm truly happy with Nikki and the feeling's mutual. Nothing feels more amazing than making a connection so deep with someone who understands you, inspires you, supports you, and truly loves you and what you do."
Sounds like love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what Beer Mug's going to do this weekend.
Just don't tattoo Nikki anywhere on your body. That's all I ask.
Yeah.
And resist the temptation.
You will be regrets.
You will be regrets.
Filled. Then. Ha! Saved it.
Not the way we edited it.
You didn't like Never Back Down?
Or no,
I didn't get the sense. I couldn't get the sense from your review whether you enjoyed it or not. We should go see it or we shouldn't go see it.
I sure was shocked when Jake fell in love with Baja and found out she was dating Ryan. And then,
sorry to interrupt.
Then Ryan tries to pull him in to enter into the beatdown.
Oh, sure.
The big beatdown. But Jamin Hansu has a rule about the gym. No fighting outside the gym. You fight outside the gym, you're banned from the gym for life.
Okay.
So Jake gets into a fight outside the gym.
Banned
for
life.
And Jamin Hansu finds out for it. You are banned. You are banned for life. So then Jake goes back and says, "Look, man, I'm really sorry, but my dad died in a car crash, and I got a lot of rage." Okay, you can come back to the gym. But don't do it again.
Not much of a ban for
Not
life.
Not much of a rule, then, really, is it? Number one rule. It's more like a guideline. More like a suggestion. I would prefer it if you don't fight outside the gym, but if you do, you'll get a second chance. F that movie. Steve-O's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is currently lounging in the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center under a suicide watch, according to Star Magazine, since he threatened to take his own life last Sunday afternoon. He got a 72-hour booking after that event, but a shrink extended the stay to 2 weeks because he has been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Knowing Steve-O, it's probably more like tripolar disorder
or yeah.
Quattropolar disorder.
I don't know if there is such a thing, but if there is, he probably has
yeah.
it.
A source tells the tabloid he was also treated for burns on his skin as he had been putting cigarettes out on his own body.
Oh, my God.
Seems to be the new trend.
Everyone
that and bipolar.
It's catching on.
Steva was charged Thursday with felony cocaine possession, according to TMZ.com.
Ew.
A neighbor called the cops because Steva was banging on his door with a piece of metal pipe. How'd you like to live next door to Steve-O, by the way? This is after he's already been, the cops have been called for trash in his place.
I think I would like it.
The cops show up, they go into Steve-O's apartment, that's where they allegedly found the coke, so he's got some splaining to do.
Yeah, dude.
Steve-O couldn't survive the 24 hours of hosting they were doing a couple weeks ago on MTV, remember?
That's true.
He couldn't even stay sober enough to do that for a weekend.
Yeah.
Know what else he couldn't survive?
What?
The beatdown.
That's true.
He went to that high school in Orlando, where apparently everyone in Orlando has million-dollar mansions where they throw parties because their parents are never home. I've been to Orlando. It's been my experience. Everybody lives in trailers there. There's no million-dollar homes with MMA contests going on.
In the middle of dances?
Yeah. Naked girls making out in a jacuzzi filled with bubbles. Everyone's staring, standing around. Videotaping it.
That happens.
What high school do they go to? What party is this? No effing way.
Like
that's not
where
the action is, man. Come with me, Jake. Here's the real action. Our organized MMA tournament on my back lawn. Who's fighting? Well, we've got these guys are fighting. We also have chicks fighting chicks. Then we've got black versus brown. The blacks versus the Mexicans. My favorite, Battle of the Exes. Girlfriends beat up their ex-boyfriends.
What?
Really?
No effing way, I screamed out loud.
That's from the movie?
That's from the movie.
Never back down, Ralph. Never back down.
Never back down.
It's like watching my own childhood.
Never choke this movie down. Today's celebrity birthday is Quincy Jones is 75, as is actor Michael Caine, one of my favorites. Billy Crystal turned 60 the day after he started in the lineup for the New York Yankees.
Yeah.
That's quite a wish fulfillment right there.
Yeah.
I could have struck out.
And would. I'm sure. Adrian Zemed, our beloved Adrian Zemed from T.J. Hooker and from Dance Fever and from...
Let's stop acting like we're excited about that, shall we?
Harris and Tahoe.
And don't forget, he was the star of Grease 2.
That's right. Yeah. How could we forget? And Bachelor Party. What a career Zemed's had. I'd like to be Zemedicated right now.
I know you would.
I had a little Zemed going on.
That's what I...
Yeah. Just for Zemedicinal purposes.
You know what I'm saying? That's just not good.
Go to Clubs Med, hang out for a while on the beach.
That's not funny.
Chris Klein's 29. Taylor Hanson, singer for Hanson, is 25 years old. And our pal Rick Dees. Rick Dees celebrates his 58th birthday.
That's all he is 58?
That's all he is. Can you believe
it? That's a surprise.
He's celebrating at his home in Kentucky where he's bowling with Shaquille O'Neal's shoe right now.
That is correct.
But if an entire show just talks about my show all the time, I don't know what that says about that show, but wow.
Good
point.
It says we hate you. That's what it says. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Our winner is Rodney Quinones.
Yeah.
Got the Xbox 360 and the Guitar Hero 3. You get your choice of Xbox 360 or PS3 when you hear the song play. Today, the next song we're going to play is between 3 and 4. You will hear Story of My Life by Social D. Caller 3 gets to pick the system, and you get Guitar Hero 3.
I don't want to rush or anything, but Kat may die if we don't get her on the phone immediately. She's in Austin. As you know, the South by Southwest Music and Media Conference happens about this time every year, and Kat somehow talked management into giving her a couple of days off so she could go out and, quote-unquote, cover it. So I believe we've got her hooked up on the telephone from Austin, Texas right now. Good morning, Kat.
I think I sound like Minnie Mouse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Listen to
you.
Hey, at least it's only Friday morning. You got the whole weekend to go. Can I read some emails from Kat? Would you mind?
Oh, please.
Oh, my God. I totally forget.
So drunk, the first one begins. Can't remember who you told to email. And she starts telling us about her time there.
Uh-huh.
Saw the Henry Clay people, started drinking whiskey at 11 a.m. The Happy Hallows, cute knee socks. The Airborne Toxic event. This is the band that we started playing here on K-Rock. Sometime around midnight's the song. Saw them play, then they kidnapped me and we drank for 16 hours.
Dude.
F-word drunk. That's how she signed off.
Cat.
That's what happens when you're in Texas.
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what was that?
Try again, Kat, what, huh?
I didn't even smoke last night.
Yeah, you should have. Later in the email, shot lots of video. Lots of it will not be seen by the public, if you know what I mean,
oh
wink,
my
wink.
God. Dude.
That's the video we want to see.
Oh,
my God, dude.
How do you feel this morning?
I'm still in bed. My head is pounding.
Yes.
That's not all that's pounding, apparently.
Oh. Wow. We said to Kat earlier in the week, she's like, Jed's going to be filling out on a Thursday because I'm going to Texas. I said, oh, you're going to South by Southwest? And she looked at me. She said, are there going to be boys there? Is there going to be alcohol there? Yes, I'm going.
Yeah.
I just apparently want you to know happening. That I'm actually working.
Sure, of course. It sounds like it.
Working.
She, of course, hosts our locals only show here on K-Rock. Mm-hmm. And so she's checking out all the new bands in Austin.
By checking out?
All weekend long.
Right.
Now, Kat, are you going to make it to any bands today?
You know, I will once I get a greasy breakfast.
Sure. A little burger action.
You don't schedule a lot because if you do, then you just get really frustrated.
Right. But there are over 1,000 bands there, right, this weekend?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. everything from like Ice Cube is going to rock the park tomorrow night. Oh,
Ice Cube.
You know what I mean? To like all the bands from Silver Lake.
Hey, Kat, I'm going to tell you something that's going to terrify you, and that is that right now you sound exactly like Steve-O.
Oh, Bean.
You too, just like Steve-O. Now, is the point – help me understand why this isn't just a scam. Is the point that you go and you interview Los Angeles bands so that you can then use that tape on your Locals Only show?
Oh, yeah. That's what she's doing, Bean.
And if that's the case, why do you have to go all the way to Texas if they live here? I don't get it.
No, that's not it. I talked to a lot of other – did you get my email about Surge when I saw Surge at the bar? But I
saw that you had to make a choice between Surge and the bartender ordering a drink, and you chose the drink. I saw that.
Good job.
Yeah.
I don't know that Kat was the right choice to send for this.
I think Kat was exactly the right choice to send for this. Now, Kat, when are you going to start editing your video and put it up? Is that going to be a couple weeks or what?
No, I'll do it when I get back, once my hangover wears off. But it was
so a couple weeks.
The last time I did. So hopefully in a week, we'll get it up there, and it'll be like, we'll break it down day by day and see, you can see the madness.
Yeah.
Who's
but I'm going to go check out some great bands. Today, definitely.
Who's the buzz band? Who's the one that, every year there's one that is the breakout band that everybody's got the buzz on, they can't wait to see, and 10,000 people try to get into the club. Which one are they talking about this year?
Well, you know what? I think my picks is Duffy, the little small Welsh girl. She's like a female Gnarls Barkley.
So she's two dudes?
No, she's she's from Wales. She's this cute blonde girl, but if Gnarls Barkley were a dude, it would be this girl.
No kidding.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. That's the one to look for. Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, so you're shooting a lot of video. Maybe we'll see it, maybe we won't next week. have you fallen in love at all, Kat, since you've been there?
For the night and then
sure.
No. Sure, yeah.
I'm going to a Glaswegian music showcase tomorrow. So
me too. Oh wait, no, I'm not.
I'm gonna go find a nice Scott. You know.
Okay.
All right.
Hand the phone to whoever's next to you right now.
No way.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sorry.
I think Kat's still drunk.
This is rough.
This is why I love Kat right here.
Me too. All right, Kat. Sounds like you're having a great time, and we'll look forward to catching up with you. You won't remember this conversation, but we'll look forward to catching up with you in person next week, okay?
Hey, you guys, really.
Don't die.
I kind of love you as well.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, yeah. That's good advice, Lisa. Tell her again. Make sure she gets it.
Don't die.
Well, that is the motto here. Let's not die.
Okay. At least Monday, the day that follows this weekend, isn't St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Yeah!
We're sorry. You missed first dial is 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
Hey, whatever happened with my gardener? Did you guys kill him? What happened?
Dead.
We didn't.
Really? Somebody did?
Yeah. Okay.
What'd you do with him?
1-800-520-1067. A pair of lift passes to join K-Rock at Bear Mountain tomorrow, plus a copy of South Park Imagination Land on DVD, and Lil Bush, Resident of the United States, also on DVD, both available in stores now. Those are the prizes if you get on the air with us right now on Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew.
All right, let's begin with John in Chatsworth. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What It Do?
Good morning. What It Do, Nephew? What It Do, Baby Boop?
What It Do?
Going on.
All right, we all established that David Kigamix is a douche, but I think we need to discuss that he's a double douche for trying to use the word rad and try to bring that back.
Yeah. Yes, I agree with that, although I find it funny. I mean, I don't know anyone that said, I'm so rad in ever. I mean, really, who could pull this off?
I'm just rad.
Has there ever been a more self-negating statement ever than I'm just rad? By
true.
Saying I'm just rad, you're automatically not rad.
You're not that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Thank you, John.
It's almost like saying I'm mute. I mean, you're instantly right. Made a liar. Yeah.
Let's go to Tommy in Los Angeles. Good morning, Tommy.
Morning. What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Tommy?
What's going on?
I was calling in. I know Chad Corbin's on vacation, but I was wondering if anytime any DJ goes on, you know, off air or on vacation, whatever, if we can get Carson Daly to fit in, you know, to start the whole... There you go, and, you know, the party guy.
Yeah.
But last time they were here, they were having a great time. And, you know, it kind of put me up, you know, started my Friday going.
Yeah, they drank a lot. Yeah, they drank is what they did.
Yes, they did.
Not a lot of radio, a lot of drinking.
Hmm.
We'll look into it. That's a great idea. Thank you for the
tune
call.
Tune in Monday if you want to hear radio and drinking, too, by the way.
Really? What do you have planned, Ralph? What are you referring to?
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day. And the powers that be here at K-Rock are lame. So we don't have a live event. We don't have a big party that we're throwing or anything.
Tried to plan one. Wanted to do one.
All the listeners are emailing asking where we're going to be on Monday, though, Ralph.
We're going to be at work. That's where we're going to be. But that's not going to stop me from drinking just because I have to work that day.
It'll probably increase it just a little.
So I don't know whether anyone will be joining me or not, but I plan to stock the studio with various alcoholic beverages.
Do you guys remember the year we did broadcast live from someplace? I think it was Dublin's down on Sunset. It was the same year that Kevin tried to steal that guy's car.
Yes, I remember it well.
And Ralph was so gone that he didn't ask. He insisted that the waitress marry him. Do you remember?
I do.
I'm serious. We're going to leave right now. We're going to go get married.
I do remember.
And he was convinced that it was the thing to do.
She turned me down. I remember that.
She did,
that's painful.
True. And I think she made the right call.
I think I asked Lisa to marry me, too. That same
you did.
Night.
You asked Lisa to marry you. And you also, if I'm not mistaken, fell over backwards in a chair at one point.
I shattered a chair that way.
Excellent, yes.
Ralph Bass called.
Good times.
Bass
Ale?
And they're bringing a lot of stuff.
Oh, come on! That's what I'm talking about!
All right.
There's an Irish beer for you. Bass right there. It's good. it's English, actually, but still, it's good.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Let's go to...
That's what the Irish say about the English, by the way. Close enough.
Close enough.
They like to be considered Irish. English, rather.
Let's go to Chris of Long Beach. Hi, Chris.
Hey, what it do, nephews?
What it do?
And baby boo.
What would it do?
Hey, I know you guys knock yourselves a lot, you know, but seriously, just to let you know, I was in the sandbox, too. And you guys are awesome. Really miss the good music. I mean, I was in Colorado, and their stations suck. And let you guys know, you guys really do kick butt.
Oh, thank you.
That's very nice.
What are you calling about, though?
All right. Straight to the point. My friend went ahead, and he wanted us to go see a crappy movie instead of a really good movie.
Right.
And you know how you always roll out with your boys to go see a movie?
Sure.
We all want our money back. We all want him to buy us a couple of tickets to go see a good movie.
What movie did he take you to see?
Well, the last one was 1408, but this time it was... Well, pretty much we get bootlegs from Iraq still from one of my Sarges. We get them from Haji for $3. So that's how this all came to be.
I see.
We watched Don't Back Down instead of the new Will Ferrell movie. But we want our money
back. Is that a semi-pro?
Yeah.
Well, that's a terrible choice.
So,
okay, you've totally confused me here. It sounds like you're not really paying for these movies, though, right? It sounds like
somebody gets
a DVD and you just watch them for free?
No, this is what brought it up. We still want our movie back from 1408 because...
Your friends pick bad movies.
Yeah.
As a friend who picks bad movies for my friends, I'd like to say F you. Because...
As a friend who has friends who choose bad movies and then I don't go, I say it's your own fault. You're responsible for your own movie-going experience. If your friend
That's
says,
true.
Let's go see something bad, you go, no. And that solves that problem.
Even if you got it from Iraq for $3, you still got to turn down a bad movie.
You got to stand up for yourself here. Plus, dude, you've got a rifle. Don't be afraid to use it, all right?
If you can see Never Back Down for $3, it's still too much. That's what I'm telling you.
By the way,
I didn't bring up during Movie Beat, but The Bank Job, by the way, if you haven't seen that,
I
still want to recommend that highly because I saw it last week and it's just terrific. So that's a good movie this weekend you can check out.
By the way, I didn't mind 1408. I thought that was fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible, though. I don't know if you guys saw it or not. The John Cusack movie was fine.
Did not. Gus in Placentia, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, man? I just want to say, how great is it to live in Southern California when we have UCLA versus USC going into March Madness?
It's pretty cool tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome. I hope that UCLA gets whooped. I can't stand him. I hope Mike Love breaks his leg or something. I just I can't.
Well, that's how you want to win it. You want to win it by getting their players injured.
Nice, nice.
Yeah,
I see how you are.
Way to go.
Of course, why not?
Are you a Trojan, Gus? Is that where all this unnatural hate for the Bruins is coming from?
Absolutely.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Just asking.
All right. Thank you. Right, that is going to be pretty cool. And the tournament, I guess Sunday night, they do the picking, and there's 64 teams, and then we start the whole beautiful situation.
March Madness. Mm,
it's the best time of year. Okay. Let's go to Rich in Pacoima. Good morning, Rich.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hey.
Hey, the reason I'm calling is, have you noticed with Barack Obama, he sounds like The Rock from WWF.
Sounds like The Rock.
How do you mean?
Well, if you put on YouTube, like put on an old YouTube clip, and you turn away, I did it for my wife and her friends, and the only thing I'm waiting for him to say now is, can you smell what Barack is cooking? But he sounds like it. If you listen to part of what Rock used to say in the speeches with WWF.
See, he had a little chunk there, a little comedy
chunk.
His
Rock chunk, yeah.
Do you smell
what Barack is cooking?
Yeah. That's why it sounded like I was confused when Bean wanted to go to another call.
Mm.
Because I saw that was up there. And then I also see who picks up a seeing eye dog's crap.
Now, that's a pertinent question. Who does?
that's the call I thought you were going to go to.
Yeah, that's the one you should. Because I bet either Blindy's one. Not scooping up stuff like I am every day when I'm taking my dog on a walk.
Edgar?
Yeah?
Ralph thinks we should take your call. Go ahead.
So I was wondering, because we have a teacher in our school. She's not blind, but she has a dog that helps her walk around, and I was thinking, I was like, for the blind people.
Wait a minute.
It's a walking leg dog as opposed to a seeing eye dog?
You're not even talking about a...
Is it a St. Bernard? It's got to be a big dog to carry around, wouldn't it?
She rides the dog, Ralph.
So you're saying the woman at school or where?
Whoa!
With the language.
Why can't people learn they can't use that word on the radio?
Oh, stop crying. People use that language
so
much. No, but I'm saying they use the language so much in real life that you're on the phone.
Oh, and Edgar didn't know he was on the air, right?
I'm just saying, you don't think about it.
It's automatic. When you're not on the air like we are all the time, it's just a matter of habit.
All right, so the question is, who picks up after the seeing eye dogs? I'm going to say Blindy says, oh, I'm blind. It's not my job.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm going to say they just let it go. They just figure they don't have to. They're special because they're here.
You're
going to
come down on Blindy.
I'm going to say Blindy's not doing his or her job. That's what I'm going to say.
I'm saying there's usually a deaf friend behind him that does it.
Maybe that's true.
That's how they help each other out.
Right. I want to thank our special guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including our friend Harvey Levin, of course, TMZ Television and TMZ.com. TMZ TV show, by the way, airs weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11. Fascinating show. Love it. Also, thanks to Kat Corbett for joining us. Could be her final appearance ever on K-Rock, because she may not survive the weekend in Austin, Texas, but she might be back next Monday morning at the regular time. What are we, speaking of Monday, what are we looking ahead toward
next week, first of all, we've got a lot of live music. We have The Bravery in studio. We have Bad Religion.
Wow.
On Monday in studio.
One of the best live bands in the world, by the way. They're so good live.
We have Pennywise in studio next week. And Monday morning at 7:15, we're going to tell you about Spring Break with Pennywise.
What?
Yay!
What?
And Psycho Mike and Lightning go to Doto's house. Sorry.
Don't bogart that joint.
Strong finish.
My friend.
Thank you. Way to get out.
Pass it over to me.
You want to take that again? Yeah, you can have another shot at it if you want.
Can I do that again?
Sure. We'll just edit that first part out.
I didn't feel like I gave it the proper sell.
That was the save the best for last.
Our crazy friend Doto, who's got a gun.
Right.
Psycho Mike and Lightning went to his house.
Okay.
And they lived to tell about it. That's what I meant to say. It didn't come out quite that way.
No, that was strong, too. That was a powerful release. Right. Right there.
Meant to say.
No, the way you set it up, now I can't wait to hear that tape, because it does sound fascinating.
Corinne Bale Reilly.
Nephew.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Rob Durden.
Pass it over to me.
Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
The best tonic is chronic.
Roll another one. Just like the other one.
Do you have any marijuana I might be able to buy from you?
This one seems to be about to quit.
Risco Flats.
And I need another hit.
Yeah, dude.
Who's coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock? Do we know?
Swedish Eagle. Swedish Eagle is next.
John Perry.
Linkin Park, Blind Melon, 10 years, Green Day, and more after this.
Roll, 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 another one.
Smoke weed.
Just like the other one.
Marijuana's bad.
This one seems to be a lot to dance. I don't have another chance.
Come on, dude. Just take one hit. Don't you want to be cool?
Robert Rudolph.
Just prancing around.
John Perry.
Yeah. Don't want to join my friend.
Curtis. Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan is a fire crotch. And she has freckles coming out of her and her is 7 feet long.
Do you really think this is going to end well for anyone?
It is time to go, and to go now.
Toodaloo. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Ciao. Ding dong day.
So long. Goodbye, you. I won't have to see you again. Thank goodness. Ditto.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, man.
It was a bad show. It could have been a good show. It could have been an interesting show. It's just a bad show.
So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
Okay, so you're free to go. But we're cool, right?
What'd you think?
It's over.